traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. To you, you were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother,
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. Yes, you do. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609. That is the facts. Where do we begin this morning? Where do we begin this morning? My goodness gracious. George W. Bush is going to stop saying, stay the course. He's going to stop saying that. Stay the course. We have another, it's another tactic. It's not about staying the course. I guess the line about challenging you on staying the course and the mess that we're in, somebody, Karl Rove, has decided to pull back on a phrase. But here's the issue, y'all. It's not about the words that you use when you describe what is happening down there. It is about what is happening down there, irrespective of how you describe it. Huh. And if you're not staying the course anymore, what's the plan besides doing the same? Oh, we haven't got that far. We're just working on the phraseology of it. We haven't got that far to the plan. We're not about the plan. We're about the phraseology. Stay the course. So rest easy. Know that your tax dollars are hard at work with Boy George and his administration. They are working now on coming up with a new phrase to describe what is happening down there, as opposed to a plan to deal with what is happening over there. Good job, Boy George. Good job. Can we move on to the next president, or can we move on to the next congressional race that you're trying to weigh in on? Can we move into the next one? And make no mistake, things are bad for Boy George. When you have to, now you can't tell me that Karl Rove would have ever allowed this if times were not so desperate. George Bush is actually campaigning for a guy who paid off his mistress. And George Bush is being forced to say, well, you know, it's all about forgiveness. These are amazing times, y'all. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me. Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000? In Florida, and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. And find out what really happened. How the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
Who do you want in Washington? Somebody on your side or behind your back? You want somebody who believes working families should be able to earn enough to make ends meet. But Jim Talent and the Republican team think raising the minimum wage is a bad concept. You want a safety net for our most vulnerable citizens. But Jim Talent and the Republican team voted to cut Medicaid funding for children, seniors, even nursing home residents. You wish you could catch a break at the filling station, huh? While Jim Talent and Republican team voted to give the break to oil companies. $14 billion in tax breaks and subsidies. This November 7th, vote for the Democratic team. Vote for change. Vote for someone who's on your side.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and McCaskill for Missouri.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community. In need of financial information that can change your life? Then you need to listen to the Pastor's Hour to Empower each and every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock here on WGNU. Hosted by Minister Ernest Greenlee, Reverend James Willoughby, Mr. Rabbani, Miss Daisy, and Doc Brown. It's designed to provide solutions to the needs of the people, the church, pastors, seniors, youth, and the community at large. Remember, your life does have value. All you need to do is unlock the potential. Find out how on the Pastor's Hour to Empower every Tuesday night at 8 here on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and Sickle Cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up and get to me. My goodness gracious, we have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number, and if you want to, you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Don't forget, in the next hour, Gloria Steinem will be joining me on the Wake Up Call. That's right, we have a whole lot of stuff to talk about, I can't wait to talk to her about the campaign in the fall issue of Ms. Magazine. Cover story: we had abortions. Interesting. We're going to talk about that campaign, why that campaign. We need to talk about that. That's going to be in the next hour with when Gloria Steinem joins me on the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And, I'm looking at these elections all across the country, looking at these elections all across the country. And one of the elections that has caught my eye and my attention is the race in Tennessee of Harold Ford. Should we be surprised? Should we be supportive of? Should we be... let me take it back, supportive of. Let me just ask this question. Do you believe that a race in Tennessee between a man of African descent and a Republican, a white Republican, do you think a race in Tennessee could be run on something other than race? I don't think so. I've been in America long enough. I've been here a couple of decades. And I think that I have seen enough to know that race is an issue that impacts nearly every decision in this country. When it comes to politics, nearly every decision is somehow determined by race. And as we are starting to see in the race in Tennessee, Harold Ford, even though they don't want to talk about it. That I guess maybe even that's the modern day form of racism. That's a modern day form of racism. To be able to claim that you're not talking about race, to not talk about it. America needs to lean into the fact that race and racism exists, and until they are frankly, honestly, clearly, completely, absolutely discussed, and then at the same time there has to be an educational piece that is going on as well in our schools and in our churches. Need to confront the issue of race. How does it begin in Florida? I mean, how does it begin in Tennessee? How do we start getting towards the issue of race? Remember, Jesse Helms didn't say the word black, but he sure used a black hand in his ad to talk about, to show the hand that would be taking away your job would be a black hand. He didn't have to say, black people coming and taking away your job. No. We don't talk about that anymore. We just prey on it. We just use it to our advantage. And the deaths begin with all kinds of cuts. Do you have to say the word race? Do you have to have a black hand? Or how about a blonde head to talk about, to bring up the issue of race, racial stereotypes, and racist stuff in Tennessee? Check out this commercial. Now, you can't see it, because this is radio, in case you didn't know. You can't see this commercial. This is a television commercial. The first frame, I'm going to set this up for you before Howard plays it for you. But the first frame is a woman of African descent. And she's the most unkempt looking person in the ad. This is a 30-second ad. The first voice that you hear, and every other voice you hear after that, are white people. There's a white couple standing there, kind of a, you know, burly guy in a pair of overalls and a baseball hat on, standing next to his wife. Then there's an elderly white woman, and then there is the white blonde Bimbette that you'll be able to recognize by the tone of her voice. We're going to talk about the racial implications of that after we play this spot. But now, this spot is supposed to be tongue-in-cheek. Let's talk about the racial implications of this spot once we play it here. Can you hit it, Howard? Thank you.
Harold Ford looks nice. Isn't that enough?
Terrorists need their privacy.
When I die, Harold Ford will let me pay taxes again.
Ford's right. I do have too many guns.
I met Harold at the Playboy party.
I'd love to pay higher marriage taxes.
Canada can take care of North Korea. They're not busy.
So we took money from porn movie producers. I mean, who hasn't?
The Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Harold, call me.
Do you hear me? So we had the little blonde Bimbette's comments. I met Harold at a Playboy club, and Harold, call me. Now, what's the racial implications? We have this white blonde woman snuggling up to Harold Ford in this commercial in Tennessee. Then we have, I mean, it's a lovely layering of racist hot buttons. It really is. It's a lovely layering. Whoever did this really had his, had his finger on the KKK pulse. It really did. It's lovely. We have a black man being described in terms of sex and pursuit of white women played in Tennessee. And a black man who is attempting to be the first black person elected to the United States Senate since Reconstruction. And here's where I am. I don't want him to get elected. And I don't want the Republican to win. But understand this, when they say they don't want to talk about race, nonsense. This is a commercial that describes a man of African descent in terms of sexual predatory behavior, in terms of sex, and involving a white blonde woman. How you think that's going to play in Tennessee? Chattanooga, Blue Ridge Mountain, Lookout Mountain. How you think that's going to play? I don't think it takes a degree in sociology nor a degree in American history to figure that out, how that's going to play in Tennessee. Oh, yeah, and the Republican, his Republican opponent is saying, take the spot off. Bunk. That's just how race is played nowadays. Act like you ain't for it, but take all the benefits for it. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. We have so much stuff to talk about. So much stuff to talk about. I'll be back at you.
Morning, St. Louis, 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tahiti Village. Westbound 70 on the ramp to northbound 5th Street. There's a tractor-trailer partially blocking the ramp. Eastbound 44, Soccer Park and 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 between 141 and 270, heavy volume in pockets. Northbound 55 in Butler Hill and 270, look for congestion there. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry through Marshall Road, heavy traffic there in pockets as well. Westbound 270 at 367 and 170 looks good. Eastbound 70 is slow from Bryan Road through Cave Springs and 79. Look for no problems to report on the approaches of Poplar Street Bridge as well as into the landing at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Tahiti Village. Why haven't you called Tahiti Village yet? You've heard Tanya Roberts on the radio offering couples complimentary three-day, two-night hotel in Las Vegas. So call today, 877-57-VEGAS. That's 877-57-VEGAS. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Mostly sunny day, high in the mid-50s this evening. Not quite as cool. Partly cloudy with a low in the lower 40s. Wednesday, chance of rain in the morning, then rain likely in the afternoon, a high in the mid-50s. And Thursday, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers, high around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we're holding around 35 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 31. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. And find out what really happened, how the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
Make your holiday exciting by celebrating Christmas New Orleans style.
Come for the food.
Come for the art.
Come for the history.
Come for the sweet sounds of jazz.
Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan a December getaway filled with Réveillon feasts, free concerts, French Quarter shopping, and all the excitement of Harrah's Casino. And make it last with discounted hotel rates, courtesy of Papa Noel himself. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today to get your free guide with more than $2,400 in coupons and jazz up your December New Orleans style.
Come for the fun.
Come feel good.
Come for the beauty. Come for the
spirit, heart, and soul.
Come for it all.
Come fall in love with New Orleans all over again.
Discover Christmas New Orleans style at NewOrleansOnline.com.
Hello, St. Louis. This is George Cotton.
And I'm Phil Wilson.
We're your hosts for The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's right. Tune in and you'll hear thought-provoking conversations and maybe something that'll make you mad.
Yeah, thought-provoking if they're listening to me. They'll get mad if they're listening to you.
Just the same, we'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
4 to 5 p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Hello, this is Liz Brown. Gloria Steinem has said, I've never stopped being grateful that I was able to have an abortion in my early 20s. It was the first time I took responsibility for my own life. Join me and Gloria Steinem on Tuesday at 7 a.m. when she talks about her We Had Abortions campaign. You don't want to miss this. That's Tuesday, 7 a.m., only on The Wake Up Call.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
I got something I want to talk about. Y'all listen here. The time has come to air my feelings. Yeah. There's just so much confusion going down. I'm not the kind to be complaining. Sometimes you got to stand out from the crowd. Everyone got their own opinion. And you know, I sure got mine. It's my world. Boy, don't you come a messing with my world. Well, I don't appreciate.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to The Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get to me. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get to me. I listen to candidates like a Jim Talent talk about how much they care about our troops. I got a story that is going to break your heart. I got a story that is going to break your heart. I will share that with you in just a moment. Let me get to some of you all. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on The Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Dee.
I know that you don't believe in the best of two evils.
No, I don't.
But in politics and business as it presents itself today, and to advance inch by inch, it's almost impossible to advance without negotiation and dealing with the devil.
How you figure? How you figure that you got to deal with the devil?
If you got two situations,
mm-hmm.
and election is 2 weeks away,
mm-hmm.
I think we have to deal effectively with one of them.
Well, I don't think that you have to participate in anything that is evil if you don't want to. Neither you have no candidate. Bottom line is you have no candidate.
But you didn't choose your opponent.
I beg your pardon?
We don't choose our opponent, but we have to deal effectively with the devil.
To me, putting a person of African descent in, being part of putting a person of African descent in office that doesn't deal on your issues and doesn't see you and does not articulate, prioritize, or deliver on your issues, as an African person, why would I participate in that? Then you stand down. You have a choice. You don't have to vote for anybody that is not about your issues. You stand down.
Hmm. Okay, but like Barack, to me, they're setting him up for the same type of situation.
Well, you know, I'm clear about America. Barack Obama ain't going to take no person in America. He's not going to be on the ticket. So I'm not even tripping on that. That is a distraction. He is. You know what Barack is being used as? A means to get Hillary out the way. That's what, and I ain't for her either. I'm not saying that. But I am saying to take some of the it's a strategy. What more effective way to push Hillary out the way is to put a Barack Obama up in there, and then when push comes to shove, somebody else is going to step in.
that won't win anyway. Republicans back in office.
Well, don't know about all that. I'm simply saying the way that these cards are being played right now, I personally never considered the choice of working with the devil. That's not a choice for me either. There are three choices that you can make in any election. And I don't mean stay at home. That is never a choice because there's always more than one issue on the ballot at any time. But you don't have to vote for either of them. You don't have to vote. I would never vote for Harold Ford. Never.
When you don't vote, don't you kind of...
When you don't vote in that particular race, there's a stand-down component to it. I'm not saying don't go to the polls. There are plenty of other things to vote on in the polls. But not voting for me. It's what I did with Jean Carnahan. She lost. You know, so don't let them make you think that you have to do this. No, you don't. No, you don't. And if every person of African descent stood down on Harold Ford's race, what you think would happen in the next election? You think there would be some conversation? You think there'd be some conversation with some folks? Instead of people holding their nose or keeping hope alive, saying, I hope when he gets in there, he's already shown you who he is.
You're right.
He's already shown you who he is. If every person of African descent says, you know what, I've seen the fact that Harold Ford supported that bankruptcy bill. I've seen the fact that Harold Ford supports the estate tax. I've seen the fact that Harold Ford is...
Lied about his heritage, said
his grandmama was white.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, right.
his black... Okay, so help me with why I would vote for a black man that would lie about his own black heritage?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
All right, D. Take care now. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get to me. Michael.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing today?
I'm outstanding.
I don't know if you're familiar with this military legal phrase. It's called an appeal to redress.
No, I am not.
It seems that there are some active duty personnel that are appealing to their congressmen to force an end to the war because they want to go home.
Okay.
I was trying to figure out what was that all about. It only has been revealed on the Randy Rhoads show, and I was trying to find out what was going on with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I don't.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Let me talk about this. This is really a troubling story. Camp Pendleton, that's out there in California. It's a military base. And you go to Camp Pendleton and you see this line of women and children standing in line. You know, you look closely, you think, well, maybe they're standing in line for a child care center to open, or maybe for Disney on Ice tickets to go on sale. No. When you look at this long line of women standing there holding the hands of their children, the kids are not laughing and playing like in anticipation of getting tickets to Disney on Ice. The women don't have the look of excitement and joy of getting their babies enrolled in a new daycare center. No, these are the faces of quiet desperation. These are the faces that are trying to remain proud and happy with their country as they stand on this military base in a long line, waiting for day-old bread and frozen dinner packages to be handed to them in slightly damaged boxes. That's right. Our families of our soldiers that regularly rely on donated food. What kind of country do we live in? where the wives and the sons and the daughters, the babies, the husbands, the babies are the families of the men that are laying down, the women that are laying down their lives in this God-forsaken war, while their families stand in line for food stamps, for donated food. And you want to know how messed up that is? Know this. They even run out of food before they finish feeding them. What kind of country is this? 1,500 people pick up free food, diapers, or furniture at the Miramar Marine Corps Air Station, operated by San Diego food banks and churches. We got churches and food banks giving free food to the families of our soldiers. What kind of country is this? My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. I ain't done.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and sickle cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
Speaking in support of Amendment 2, the Stem Cell Initiative, the Reverend B.T. Rice, pastor of the New Horizons Seventh-day Christian Church.
When I usually ask in our church how many people are affected or impacted by diabetes, for example, the hands go up all over the congregation. How many know of children that have sickle cell disease, and hands go up all over the congregation? We support the Stem Cell Initiative so that we can eliminate and alleviate suffering from some of these diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer.
Amendment 2 is supported by faith groups like the Kansas City, Missouri Baptist Ministers Coalition, Metropolitan St. Louis Clergy Coalition, and Concerned Clergy Coalition of Kansas City, and by over 100 patient and medical groups. Join them in voting yes on 2 to find cures and save lives.
This stem cell initiative can improve the quality of life for all God's people.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Ost, Treasurer.
Hello, I'm John Womack. I have a new show on WGNU called On the Table. Some of the things we'll talk about will be restaurants, food and wine trends, recipes, but really, we're just trying to help you experience great food and wine, whether you're at home or out on the town. So if you love great food and wine, you'll love On the Table. Be listening every Tuesday at noon here on WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hello, this is Liz Brown. Gloria Steinem has said, I've never stopped being grateful that I was able to have an abortion in my early 20s. It was the first time I took responsibility for my own life. Join me and Gloria Steinem on Tuesday at 7 a.m. when she talks about her We Had Abortions campaign. You don't want to miss this. That's Tuesday, 7 a.m., only on The Wake Up Call.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Please try.
Wow. Welcome back. Oh, made me want to holler. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Melanie, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Liz.
Yes.
Liz, I just wanted to say comparison, one of the best comparison I've heard from a caller that's desperate to see that the neocon Republicans are replaced after the election. The caller said he compared them to refined white sugar, flour, white bread, white rice. He said they're all refined, they're all white, and they're all no good, and that they're extremely wicked and evil, and he just wants to see them out of the White House after the election. What do you think about that comparison?
Well, I would not be the one to say that I want them out because they are white. That's the only thing. I think that...
Well, you just compare them to white flour, okay. White sugar.
Okay, that they are. That they are. And
he said they're all refined.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay, yeah,
well,
okay.
The other thing I would like...
Wait a minute. Let me get to this. I wouldn't even give them the credit of being refined. You understand what I'm saying? When I look at George W. Bush, this is a man that has had money and privilege his whole life.
Yeah.
And he's still sticking firecrackers up the behinds of frogs. He's supposed to be, I mean, he received money and power and privilege, but yet when he gets to Harvard, he takes a red hot coat hanger and heats it up till it's red hot and inserts that into the rectum of or the behind of other plebes there that are trying to get into the fraternity. Do you think that's a refined? I think that they would tell us that they are refined. I would think that they would tell us that they are the product of
the caller, it was just so different than anything else that I had heard.
Gotcha.
But I wanted to also say about the Gloria that you're going to have next hour.
Gloria Steinem.
That every time you hear about, abortion, it's about a woman, having control over her body.
Right.
But you never hear anyone say how men are killing up women and children and women that's pregnant when they're going to war and many other different ways that they are doing this all over the world. Men are killing, but that is never mentioned, that men kill women and babies and women that's pregnant with babies. That's not a problem. The only problem is that a woman don't have control over her body to decide what she want to do, but men have.
You know, I think, Melanie, I think that you make a very, very, very good observation in terms of if we're going to talk about the protection of life and who has a lot of control over the protection of life, we have to. This is even though white males make up a third of the population, they are in so many 90% of the positions of power in this country are occupied by that same small group of people. And when you look at the actions that are made from, I'm doing this story right now about women and children standing in line for free food to be handed out to them on army bases. That's the decision largely of men.
And they do more killing.
When you look at the decision, do you know that George W. Bush made the decision that the FDA, the Federal Drug and Drug Administration, can now test pesticides on pregnant women?
But they care about.
Care about life.
Yes.
How can you? That is one of the most obscene things that I know of to come out of this administration. They can test pesticides on pregnant women, and that legislation was put in place by the pesticide companies talking to George Bush. and his administration. That's outrageous.
Yes.
Yeah, no. So they don't care about these babies. They do, what they can't care about, the point is, it's about the loss of control, that I should be able, that they should be able to tell women what they can do, when they're going to have these babies, whether they're going to have those babies.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Having control over a woman's reproductive.
There you go.
They don't care anything about the children.
Mm, that's right. Melanie, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, folks, I want to, Howard, can we do a quick giveaway here before we get to the top of the hour? Can we do a quick giveaway here? I have a wonderful opportunity for you because you listen to the wake-up call. Wednesday, that would be Wednesday the 25th. Is that the 25th already? Is it the 25th already? Wednesday the 25th? Wow. That would be tomorrow. Wednesday the 25th. Catch a Fire. There is a movie, Catch a Fire, that will be showing at the Esquire. It's a preview. You'll get to see it before anybody else gets to see it. That's tomorrow at 7:30. I have two passes to give away. Each pass will admit two people to this screening at the Esquire tomorrow at 7:30. Catch a Fire, Tim Robbins and Derek Luke. Derek Luke, you remember him from Antoine Fisher. This is a story about South Africa. You need to give me a call if you're interested in getting one of these passes. The number you call, and you need to be the seventh and the eighth caller at 454-6660, 454-6660 to get one of these free passes that will entitle you and a guest to see Catch a Fire tomorrow, the sneak preview at 7:30 at the Esquire. The number is 454-6660. Be the sixth and seventh caller. That's 454-6660. That's my gift to you. Enjoy. I want to continue with this discussion about it breaks your heart. Military families, mothers and daughters and sons standing in line trying to get food, free food, handout food, donated food. A military basis. Huh. There's this one woman, 22 years old. She had two babies under three, called crying. She cried for 10 minutes. She ran out of baby formula and diapers. 22 years old with two kids under three. Her husband is in Iraq. She cried for 10 minutes straight because she ran out of Pampers and baby formula. We have a winner, folks. Get off the phones. Get off the phones. We have a winner. How is this? How is this possible? How is this possible? 22 years old. On Miramar base last week, a woman by the name of Melissa Dixon came to receive diapers, paper plates, and canned goods. Her husband, John, is a lance corporal stationed in Iraq. She's 22. She said, believe it or not, there are a lot of military families struggling just like me. At a Navy housing complex at Lakeside, Nicole Pursley said she didn't know what she would do without the donated food. 1 week they couldn't come to get food because they didn't have gas. Faye Bell, the executive director of the Military Outreach Ministry, said service members struggle because of our cost of living. The lower-ranking enlisted guys do all the hard work and have the stress of not being here to take care of their families the way they wish they could. They're fighting and dying for our country, and our baby and their families are starving in America. Wow. Wow. My name is Liz Brown. In the next hour, I will be joined by Gloria Steinem to talk about the We Had Abortions campaign. And so much more. If you want to call, if you want to get on the line, you better get up. You better get to the lines at 454-0400 and 1-877-920-WGNU. It's going to be a very interesting conversation. You don't want to miss it.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Revolution in the air, tell me brothers, help me sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It's a warning to all Iraqi militant groups. The U.S. is on to you.
The enemies of the American people believe that their will is stronger than ours and that they can win by outlasting us.
Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad says the Iraqi government must get tough on them.
Iraqi leaders must step up to achieve key political and security milestones.
But the violence in Iraq continues. Now U.S. troops are looking for a missing service member.
This all happened in the Qurrata district, which is where our bureau is situated. And this morning we were unable to get out of the bureau. There are American soldiers all over the place. They're searching house to house to try and find where this soldier may be being held.
ABC's Terry McCarthy in Baghdad. The war with Iraq could turn out to be the defining issue in next month's elections. ABC's Stephen Portnoy checks out a new ABC News Washington Post poll.
The 54% preference for Democrats is among the highest levels of Democratic support in ABC News Washington Post polls since 1984. Almost 60% of independents say they're supporting Democrats this year, and the Iraq war is a key reason why. Nearly 6 in 10 voters oppose the war, and more than 3/4 of them say they'll vote Democrat.
The poll of 1,200 adults has a 3-point margin of error. President Bush hits the campaign trail today. ABC's Ann Compton says he's heading to Florida.
He's not on the ballot, but President Bush's policies are. In these final 2 weeks, the president is trying to turn the debate to issues like the growing economy. He's crisscrossing the country today, Sarasota, Florida, once considered a safe Republican seat, but now, at $6 million in spending, the most expensive congressional contest in the nation. Ann Compton, ABC News, Washington.
Hurricane Paul is losing its punch as it bears down on Baja California. Now it is a Category 1 storm with winds up to 100 miles an hour. This is ABC News.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. The Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Right now, buy 4 select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or an iPod Nano. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11:30:06.
Do you have a damp, musty basement or crawl space? Don't use a costly dehumidifier. It just spreads the same unhealthy air. Remove damp air and harmful gases with the Humidex Moisture Control Unit. Install Humidex now and there will be no buckets to empty and no filters. For just pennies a day, Humidex is a natural solution for moisture control and healthier air. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call now for information. 1-800-252-9378. That's 1-800-252-9378.
Well, you gotta keep the troop spirits up, and the Dutch military may try something new, the world's oldest profession. Here's ABC's Chuck Stevenson.
How to keep Dutch troops up for the fight on foreign missions? Anne-Marie Jeritsma, mayor of the town of Almere, has an idea. No, it's not sending them video games or liquor or bumper cars or even carnival wheels, but... prostitutes, combat concubines. The mayor says they could keep soldiers from turning to local women and allow them to let off steam. A spokesman for the Dutch military service trade union says his wife wouldn't go for it. Prostitution is regulated in Holland, but even a sex industry organization calls the idea strange. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Here's a study. You men can drink to a moderate amount of alcohol may reduce your risk of a heart attack. But to reap the benefits, you have to eat a healthy diet and get regular exercise. And by the way, moderate means no more than two drinks a day. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, the Redbird faithful are ready to root for the home team tonight as the World Series comes to Busch Stadium. Cardinal fans gathered last night for a rally downtown. Game 3 of the World Series is tonight at 7 o'clock. Chris Carpenter will take the mound for the Cardinals against the Detroit Tigers' Nate Robertson. The series is tied at one game apiece. The St. Peter's Board of Aldermen will meet tonight to discuss the next step after Mayor Sean Brown stepped down yesterday. Board of Aldermen President Bruce Holt says he's serving as interim mayor until a more permanent successor can be elected by the Board of Aldermen.
They will either elect someone to serve until next April, or they could choose no successor, and I would continue to serve as acting mayor until the April 2007 election.
Holt says the citizens of St. Peter's will then elect someone to complete the 1 year left in Brown's term. Brown resigned yesterday after he pleaded guilty to federal bribery charges on Friday. Finally this hour, some St. Louis-bound cruise passengers are recovering from a stomach illness after their river cruise ended early. Most of the Mississippi Queen Riverboat's passengers left the boat in Cape Girardeau yesterday and were bused to St. Louis. 16 reported feeling sick. About 90 others had left the cruise earlier in Kentucky, some suffering similar symptoms. Health officials say the illness is similar to the Norwalk virus. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Sudafed PE. Sinus misery? Get Sudafed PE. The medicine in Sudafed PE is clinically shown to relieve nasal congestion in minutes. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurant. Southbound 255 near Monroe, it's in Sinclair County line. There's a report of an accident with injuries that involved a deer that has been struck. Westbound 40, there's an accident blocking left lane as you approach McKnight, and traffic's back up through Laclede Station. Then there's another accident just after McKnight on the right shoulder. Eastbound 40 at 141 and 270, look for heavy volume in pockets. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, look for congestion there. Northbound 270 at 55 all the way through Marshall. Expect stop-and-go traffic. Busy day this morning. Eastbound 70 is slowing from Bryan Road through 79 and then heavy from 370 through Cave Springs. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge are starting to stack up this hour, as well as the King Bridge and also the Eads Bridge. You can expect some delays rolling into downtown. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. McDonald's is celebrating the Cards postseason by bringing back Big Mac sandwiches for $1 every day the Cardinals play. Limit two per customer. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday, mostly sunny today, high in mid-50s. This evening, partly cloudy, not quite as cool, low in the lower 40s for Wednesday. Chance of rain in the morning and afternoon, high in the mid-50s. And then on Thursday, cloudy, a 50% chance of rain with a high around 60. Currently, we have 31 degrees at the studios. Lambert Field is reporting 32. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how do you listen?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget that this show is archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. We are also streamed from Xenia to Zimbabwe on the worldwide net at www.wgnu.net. So, you need to get up. You need to get to me. This hour we're going to have a discussion about the cover of the fall edition, the October edition of Ms. Magazine. We had abortions. We're going to talk about the cover. We're going to talk about why this was on the cover, why this needed to be on the cover. And a little bit more. We're going to have that discussion this morning with Gloria Steinem, who is joining us from New York. Gloria Steinem, good morning and welcome to the Wake Up Call.
Thank you, Liz. Good morning.
We had abortion. This isn't the first time that this idea was in Ms. Magazine, is it?
No, it isn't. In the very first issue of Ms. in 1972, we had a similar article with the names of many women of prominence in the country who came forward to say they had had abortions and they supported the decriminalization of abortion. And actually, that was not original to us. It had been done by women in France by the hundreds as part of the movement called Choisir, Choice, before, and we were following their example.
And I was reading an article about Thurgood Marshall. Thurgood Marshall was talking about after Brown versus the Board of Education. He thought, okay, we got the law passed. We're going to be able to deal with this, and the fight is going to be different and not as hard as the fight to get Brown versus the Board of Education passed. And he said in his memoirs that he was shocked about how much of the struggle, how much of a fight after the success. And he said that if he had it to do over again, that he would have paid more attention and not believe that the fight would be even more intense and more entrenched after the so-called win in the court. Do you kind of feel the same way about abortion? Are you surprised to find yourself 33 years later basically trying to keep what is in place right now?
Yes, I am. Although in the interim, I've come to understand, as I'm sure Thurgood Marshall knew much better, the depth of the bias that we're dealing with. So I am no longer surprised, but certainly if you had asked me before Roe v. Wade if that was the beginning or the end of a fight, I would have been more likely to say the end.
And in terms of the type of fight that is being waged today, is it different? Has it grown? Has the fight grown more sophisticated? Or how would you describe the fight today?
Yes, it really has. I mean, in the beginning, the fight consisted of simply telling the truth about women's lives. So there were a great many testimonials in cities and suburbs and inner cities and small towns, where women just got up and did what we were doing in the pages of the magazine, which was to tell their experience in having to go out and seek an illegal abortion. And actually, a hearing of that sort was my own revelation when I went as a reporter here in New York to a church basement in the village where a group of women were standing up and just telling what had happened to them while it was still illegal. And just hearing women tell the truth about their lives, which I had never heard in public before, you know, that women were standing up and saying something that affected women only and taking it seriously and really telling the truth about it. But since then, it has become not about women and their stories, but it has the ultra-right wing, which has opposed abortion, has tried to transfer, and often successfully, to transfer the discussion to the fertilized egg, so to speak. I mean, away from the woman and toward the egg or the fetus, and speak for it. So it has become a kind of a public relations battle more than a storytelling, truth-telling battle.
We're going to take a break. I'm talking to Gloria Stein, and we're talking about the cover story of Ms. Magazine, We Had Abortions. Stay with us. Hi, this is Liz Brown.
Early birds, get a free cup of Caldi's coffee with the purchase of any muffin, whole wheat cinnamon roll, or scone at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, your whole wheat, whole grain headquarters, 9449 Olive Boulevard, just west of I-170.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Hi, this is Pastor Al Smith of the St. Paul African Methodist Episcopal Church. Stem cells could provide cures for diabetes, sickle cell, cancer, and many other diseases that cause so much suffering in our community. My own mother has Alzheimer's. We all have family members or friends who could benefit from stem cell research. That's why faith leaders in our city and throughout our state have joined together to urge you to vote yes on Amendment 2 to find cures and to save lives.
Amendment 2 will ensure we have equal access to future stem cell treatments and cures. I'm Frankie Muse Freeman. As a civil rights attorney and former member of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, I know yes on 2 is vital to our community. On November 7th, please join me in voting yes on Amendment 2. It could save the life of someone you love.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Oss, Treasurer.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and sickle cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this hour with Gloria Steinem. She's joining us from New York as we talk about the cover story of Ms. Magazine, October 2006, We Had Abortions. Welcome back, Gloria.
Thank you.
You talked about how there has been a somewhat successful campaign of moving the story or the issue of abortion from the stories of the women to the issue of the sperm and the fertilized egg. Hasn't there also been an successful movement or shift of the discussion to the idea of unrestricted abortions on demand? Isn't that part of the whole? Isn't that part of the campaign as well?
Yes, I think that's right. Although that has perhaps been less successful because it's clear from the wording of Roe v. Wade and of legislation around the country that it's the conditions under which one has an abortion. In other words, there's always been a time limit, and frequently the discussion also settles on what about women who are raped, or what about sexual abuse of you know, very young women, or what, you know. So I think there has entered into the discussion more conditions, but in fact, the dominant thing that's happened is that women have been disappeared from the discussion.
Is that part of the 33 years ago, it seems like that there was more of an interest in women defining themselves, or that there was more of a sense of a feministic pursuit and a feministic understanding of oneself? 33 years later, do you think that has the word feminist become a nasty word?
No, actually, it's become much more popular if you just look at public opinion polls. I mean, at the time, you know, 30-some years ago, there were probably only a few crazy women, as we would have referred to ourselves in each town, who were activists and who were calling ourselves feminists and so on. Now, it's more than a third of all the women in the country who would use the word feminist even without a definition. More women call themselves feminists than call themselves Republicans, for instance. It's more respectable to be a feminist than to be a lawyer, as far as public opinion polls are concerned. So, and if you give the definition, which is just someone who believes in the full social, economic, political equality of women and men, then it's over 60% and sometimes 70% of people who call themselves feminists, and many men as well. So it has really gained in popularity. But you're quite right, there has been a campaign against it to demonize the word, just as there was a campaign against affirmative action, against liberal, against other words. So I'm sure it's more controversial than it needs to be. You know, if people just understood what it meant, it wouldn't be as controversial.
33 years later, why do we have to have this another cover story on Ms. Magazine, asking women to come forward and to identify themselves and to say, yes, I had an abortion? Why is that necessary 33 years later?
Well, you know, as we see state by state and also at the federal level, we have a minority movement. It doesn't represent more than 30% of the people in the country, regardless of, you know, what public opinion poll you look at. But since the conservative or ultra-right wing or even very extremist 30% of the country votes 90% of its population, you might say, or if it's potential voters, and the centrist to progressive 70% of the country votes much less than that, I mean, you know, some 0 to 50%, say, we've ended up with a series of elections in which the minority has won narrowly, and therefore we have in the White House right now an anti-choice president. We have an anti-choice control of Congress,
and don't forget the Supreme Court.
And the Supreme Court, right? And it's often the case as well in state legislatures where there is even less democracy because the average American does not know who their state legislator is, so special interests can take over state legislators. So, you know, because of all that, we have a situation in which a minority of the country is imposing on the majority its views. It does that, you know, through unrepresentative elections and through very expensive public relations campaigns. So, you know, this is a situation that makes it in the news and in our faces all the time, and dangerous all the time.
So how do you, is it a question of energizing a base, or have people just assume that this protection will always be there, and why do I need to fight for something that I always understand that is there? The fight is over. We have Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, well, you're quite right. It's both things, you know, because there are a couple of generations that have grown up assuming that it's just too ridiculous to suppose that the government could make a decision that a woman and her doctor should make. And so their activism, and they are active, has settled on things they've experienced. For instance, the lack of sex education in the schools, or the morning after pill, issues of depriving women in other countries who need our foreign aid of contraception, even in AIDS programs. You know, they're active and they're smart and they're doing it, but they just can't believe that we would lose what they have experienced always in their lives. And of course, there just is the simple fact that the progressive centrist majority of the country doesn't vote as much. So voters are older, whiter, richer, you know, than those who don't vote in general. And that's very dangerous, obviously. I mean, voting isn't the most we can do, but it is the least. And I'm happy to hear that you have notices on, you know, I've been listening while I'm on the phone about a stem cell initiative, which I'm sure will encourage people to go to the polls.
Well, they're saying that that's going to be the issue that pulls a lot of people out. The question is that who is it going to pull out, and how is it going to weigh in on this important senatorial race that we have going on here?
Well, you know, that it's also clear from the polls that the majority of people support stem cell research. So it boils down to a get out the vote question. And unfortunately,
what, do progressives have no fear? I mean, is that the thing, that those on the other side of the issue are afraid, and that's what's pushing them to make change? Progressives have no fear?
No, it's actually less about fear than it is about church buses, you know, which are quasi-legally used. I mean, there are 8,000 fundamentalist Baptists, white fundamentalist Baptist churches in the country. And, you know, they have a voter operation, and they have been very courted in a very sophisticated way by the Bush administration with their faith-based initiative, which is now, as there's just been a New York Times series on this. I mean, now the separation between church and state has not only been breached, but these churches are getting millions of dollars and also being exempt from taxes for things like old age communities and apartments, you know, all kinds of things that the average person isn't. So there, we have in this country, just as is true in the Middle East and a lot of other places, a political religious movement that is definitely empowered and really wants to impose a theocracy on the country. It doesn't really believe in the separation of church and state. That's 8,000 fundamentalist churches turning out the voters is more than the entire rest of the country has in terms of a voter turnout operation.
But what gets people out to the polls? I mean, I know from my perspective as a woman of African descent that one of the issues that gets Black folks out to the polls are concerns about concerns of either of losing protections or concerns about gaining additional protections or gaining issues that impact their community. how do we connect this to a concern of the progressive community?
Well, actually, it is connected to the concerns. I mean, I agree with you that part of the problem is just people can't imagine that it would be taken away as a freedom. But with the warning from South Dakota now, for instance, where the state legislature passed an incredibly punitive, you know, just unbelievably punitive piece of legislation, and they're
a frightening, truly frightening, frightening piece of legislation.
And that, you know, so we've had wake up calls,
mm-hmm.
and it is quite successful. Safe and legal abortion as an issue.
And we have to take a quick break here.
Okay.
I'm talking to Gloria Steinem. My name is Liz Brown. We're talking about the cover story of Ms. Magazine. We had abortions. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Preparation H. Eastbound 44, Soccer Park at 270, no problems there. Eastbound 40 between is slowing from Clarkson through Mason, then again from Ballas through the Inner Belt. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, expect normal traffic. Northbound 270 at Sappington and Big Bend, it is stop and go in pockets. Westbound 270 at 367 and 170, delays are possible. Eastbound 70 is slowing from Bryan Road through 79 and very heavy between 370 and Cave Springs. Westbound 44, westbound 40, look for between McCausland and McKnight, slow due to an earlier accident. Westbound's Eastbridge traffic is moving well into downtown. Westbound Kingbridge traffic, there's a bit of a delay right at mid-span, and all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect some delays this hour due to the morning rush. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Preparation H. Carry Preparation H portable wipes, convenient little packets that hold very big wipes to cleanse, cool, and soothe even when you're not at home. Preparation H portable wipes, big relief to go. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Mostly sunny today, high in the mid-50s. This evening, partly cloudy, low in the lower 40s. Wednesday, chance of rain throughout the day with a high in the mid-50s. And then on Thursday, cloudy, a chance for showers with a high around 60. Currently, we have 31 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 30. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Excuse me. Remember when fairness and equality and people mattered? When the government was on our side? This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage, working families deserve to have ends meet.
For the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most, children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
This is Alan Brainerd. Join me Wednesdays at noon for Design 411 on AM 920 WGNU. Learn how to turn your ordinary home into an extraordinary home. That's Design 411 at noon, Wednesdays on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, and find out what really happened. How the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout. at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
The information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. My conversation this morning, this hour, is with Gloria Steinem, and we're talking about the front page of Ms. Magazine's October edition, We Had Abortions. And let me get to a caller or two on the line. Brother Mac, you have a question for Gloria Steinem.
Good morning. Two quick questions, and I'm off to listen. The first question, I watched the interview with yourself and Jane Fonda on Charlie Rose last night, and it was a wonderful interview. I would like for you to expound on that profound statement that you made that I'd never heard of. It was shocking, concerning the difference in the rates of abortions under the Clinton administration as opposed to the Bush administration. The second question is I hope that you are already considering negotiating with Ms. Brown concerning your new radio network, which I think is a great thing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, this was on the Charlie Rose show last night, and we were talking about the fact that the need for abortion and therefore abortions themselves went down under President Clinton and has gone up under Bush, because Bush policies have suppressed sex education in the schools and access to contraception. Therefore, you know, it's perfectly logical that abortion would go up, and we ought to be standing outside the White House demonstrating and accusing him of causing abortions, because that's exactly the case. It's also true in other countries where the restriction on foreign aid, which is not just U.S. foreign aid, not just that it can't be used for abortions themselves, but that you can't get this aid if it is given to an organization giving abortions even with its own money, you know, which is outrageous, would be completely illegal in this country, and is causing deaths of women in other countries. So, you know, that is the truth of the matter. It isn't logical. It's a desire to control women's bodies as the means of production. In other words, people sometimes say to me, you know, why is this administration in favor of the death penalty and against abortion? Is that not illogical? And the truth is, it isn't illogical. What they're against is the ability of the individual to make a decision, a life or death decision, you might say, about abortion. If the government makes it, it's okay. And in the case of capital punishment, the government makes the decision. So as long as the government makes the decision, it's okay with them to kill. But not okay if the individual can decide as part of, you know, what is quite natural, you might argue, since it's a process taking place inside our own bodies, and our entire health is dependent upon that process.
Well, isn't that also part of the reason behind the campaign to separate the story from the woman and move it on to the fertilized egg?
Yes, absolutely. A woman's life is a human life. You know, the ability to have a safe and legal abortion frequently allows a woman to be a mother to the children she has, to get an education, and of course, no one would choose to have it. It's a surgical procedure. You don't get up in the morning and say, I think it's a nice day, I think I'll have, you know, it's a self-limiting thing. But it just has to be safe and legal, because otherwise women do it in desperation and are injured and killed in the process, and especially poor women. So, you know, if once we get into this discussion, I think it becomes much more clear, and I'm very grateful to you for having this discussion. And this is the kind of discussion that we hope that Greenstone Media, which is a new nationwide radio network, just now burgeoning. We are in stations in seven states. You can find us streamed on the web every day from 6 in the morning for 10 or 12 hours every day by just going to greenstonemedia.net. And this is really a response to the ultra-right-wing takeover of much of talk radio.
Well, there has to be a response to that. There, and I guess with the story of Air America and their financial concerns out there, there has to be a response to people get their information from the radio. There is an intimacy in the communication that comes out of radio that hasn't a true and lasting impact on how people view the world. And there has been a nationwide vacuum to the right wing out there.
Yes, and all the more so because so many of the radio stations are owned by a very few corporations. I mean, when I've been going around the country as an organizer for 30-some years, and it used to be, you know, that I would go and do an interview on a local station. Now, frequently, there is no local station. There's a spinning disc in a closet.
Absolutely.
That's controlled
Absolutely.
by a corporation someplace else. There's no local radio. And I have learned what you already know, Liz, in this process, that democracy really depends on this kind of communication. Well, that the information is really is what is lacking, and that radio is the most democratic medium.
And there also has to be a certain amount of fearlessness too in this conversation, Gloria, because I'm looking at the article Alternet printed an article about the cover story, and I read the comments afterwards on the message boards, and it was distressing to see so many women respond to the article saying, yes, I had an abortion, but I wouldn't want my name out there because I'm concerned about the repercussions of my name being part of this campaign. And I think that there has been a culture of fear that has been allowed to grow in the absence of a nationwide response to the right-wing radio media that's out there.
Yes, absolutely. Because if you're driving cross-country and you've got AM radio on, you would think that the entire country was right-wing, and
absolutely.
Also that they were shouting at each other and that there was great hostility. And you know, it's not representative. But when it's all you hear, you think it's representative, and you become fearful. So.
I mean, are you surprised to see that the amount of fear that is still out here? I mean, women saying, no, don't put my name out there because I sure don't want anybody to get mad at me.
Yeah, no, it's partly it's mostly the political atmosphere. It's also somewhat in the training that we get as female human beings, mm-hmm. you know, to be nice, to be approved of, to not to be controversial, not to speak up. So we get a double dose of it.
454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. Now, see, I didn't catch the Charlie Rose interview last night, but I did catch the Stephen Colbert interview. That was hysterical. That was really, really, that must have been fun to do.
It was fun to do. You know, it was completely spontaneous.
In the kitchen. That was hysterical.
I had no idea what was coming. But it was fun. It was great fun to do it with Jane Fonda, who is, of course, you know, incredibly smart, incredibly spontaneous, kind-hearted. You know, I mean, she's just. We've done a few interviews together, and it's just such a joy.
I like that. It was hysterical. But if I could just say this about Jane Fonda, again, to talk about the amazing. The crazy fury that still exists in this country and the attitude towards women, the idea that Jane Fonda had someone spit in her face, a grandmother, a 60, 70-year-old woman, being treated this way, and the response from this media that is out here was, so what? You know, so what that you get to do that to someone?
Yeah. Well, she was the first person to be swift voted, you might say.
There you
know?
Go. There you
and
go.
And the right wing has stayed focused on her, which is remarkable, because she was right about the Vietnam War, and
yes,
they were wrong.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. But the spitting in her face decades later, these are amazing times.
Yes.
These truly
yes,
are.
Absolutely. And this is why we need each other. And we are the majority of, I don't just mean women, I mean, you know, pro-choice, pro-civil rights, pro-environment, this is the majority of the country. And if we speak up, we will not only win, but protect each other.
We're going to take another break. I'm talking to Gloria Stein, and my name is Liz Brown. We're streamed at WGNU.net, archived at WhiteRoseSociety.org. We'll be back.
Early birds get a free cup of Caldi's coffee with the purchase of any muffin, whole wheat cinnamon roll, or scone at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, your whole wheat, whole grain headquarters, 9449 Olive Boulevard, just west of I-170.
If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs, Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047.
For the issues that matter most to you, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and sickle cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, his young wife, stranger to my eyes, drumming my pain with his fingers.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My guest this hour is Gloria Steinem. She's joining us from New York. We're talking about the campaign, the front page story, Ms. Magazine's October edition, We Had Abortions. And welcome back, Gloria. Let me get to a couple of more callers here. Lawrence, good morning. Do you have a question for Gloria Steinem?
Well, I'm just going to make a statement. It might not be popular, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to just start off by saying that right now you're entertaining demons at this present moment, because I feel as though this abortion issue is not really being told like it really is. I don't know why people call it pro-choice when it's actually pro-death. Somebody's dying in the process, okay?
Is that
innocent life.
Is that the end of your comment?
That's not the end of my comment, no.
Well, continue, please.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that Gloria Steinem is claiming that talking about abortion is an issue that needs to be discussed, and always talking about women's responsibility for their bodies. I think it's everybody got to be accountable for their own actions. Now, if a woman don't want to get pregnant, there's ways to avoid that. I don't think it's got to be a national issue. It got to be discussed. Because every woman's talking about they got the right to do what they want to do with their body, right? And I don't disagree with that. But there's too much abortion going on to claim that it's an accident. It's just too much of it going on. And I think nobody can justify abortion in this country.
Okay, let's address some of those things. Too many abortions going on. Gloria, how do you respond to that?
Well, I agree. I think, you know, if we had more sex education in the schools and more and everywhere and more contraception available, there would be many fewer abortions. In every country where there have been studies, that's been shown to be the case. But what the ultra-right wing tells us is that if we have sex education in the schools, we'll have more sex. You know, that therefore they're against sex education. It's just the contrary of the fact. So I could stand together with this man, certainly, and I think we would be together in trying to have more comprehensive sex education and more available contraception. And the point of saying pro-choice is that it protects his choice, too. In other words, we fight just as hard to keep a woman from being pressured into having an abortion she doesn't want as we do to allow a woman to have a safe and legal one she does need.
One of the things that I talk about on my show often with respect to race is the fact that many people, when they feel that they have a understanding of race, when you look at their resume of it, you know, they haven't read any books, they haven't had any conversations, their conclusions are when you break it all down, their conclusions are really drawn out of what they have seen or what they've experienced from the media. Do you think that there is the educational basis for a lot of men to understand what women are saying when they say, this is about choice?
I think there is, and I think men can understand it through empathy, and many men do, perhaps most men do, but I think if you also discuss the larger issue, which is bodily integrity, you begin to attract even more men, because men have been subject to involuntary sterilization in this country. Especially poor men, especially men not regarded as desirable in one way or another. If you look at those cases and see that the way that government power over reproduction has been applied, I think then men understand that we all have a stake in supporting bodily integrity.
1-877-920-WGNU. Christine, do you have a question for Gloria Steinem?
Yes, good morning. And first I'd like to say that, ask Gloria, have you ever had a chance to listen to any of these so-called Christian broadcasting stations? They always call for bloodletting, violence, and I've heard them say many a time, they've called abortion meals or abortion clinics. Now, from my knowledge, I don't think there are any such places. Could you answer
those questions? No, you're quite right. I mean, the Planned Parenthood and freestanding, you know, women's health clinics are places where people go for all kinds of health services, and abortion may or may not be included, but they are definitely not abortion mills. You're right.
We'll get to one or two more calls here. Eugene, you have a question for
our guest. One quick comment, a little quick question. Hey, you know, I think you need family planning, or you reach the extremes that Indira Gandhi did in India. And then secondly, what other issues do you want to be known for besides just the family planning issues? And I didn't catch any interviews by you, but I studied you and Gloria's, you and Betty Friedan in school.
Well,
would that make
him
in the majority or the minority of people that have had the opportunity to study both of you?
Well, I think the larger question is simply that we are all human beings, and the differences between males and females, the racial differences that lead to vulnerability or immunity to certain diseases, whatever all those differences are, they're a tiny proportion of everything about the individual unique human being. So what I think we all stand for is the ability to be the person that we are, and to see our shared humanity, and not to be divided up in this way by very minor differences. Whole hierarchies and economic systems have been constructed on these very minor differences. And in the case of women, the effort of the state or the church or the tribe or whoever it is, whatever the hierarchy is, to control reproduction since women's bodies are the means of reproduction, has led to controlling women. And that's why we have such ongoing abortion after all, ongoing opposition to abortion after all of these years. It is connected to a very basic issue, which is the control of reproduction, and that's how women got in this jam in the first place. So even though it's surprising, to go back to your original question, Liz, that after all these years we have this kind of opposition, I understand why we do, because it is connected to the whole ball game, you might say, you know, which is controlling all females for purposes of reproduction.
Do you think that in the United States that, well, let me ask it this way. What do you see as the next frontier for the fight for women that would define themselves as feminists? Will it continue to be this fundamental question?
Well, you know, we didn't pick this question.
No.
Obviously. Our first fight was against coerced sterilization. It wasn't abortion at all. But this was picked by the right wing to be their premier fight, and so we kind of got stuck with it. But if you talk about looking forward, which there's all kinds of exciting, you know, improvements we could anticipate. We need to change the work pattern so that parents of young children, both parents, men as well as women, can, if they choose, have a shorter work day or a shorter work week while their kids are young. We need to stop being the only country in the world without a national system of health care, which women need about 30% more than men do because of our childbearing capacity. So it's even tougher on women that we don't have decent health care. And we're the only modern democracy without a national system of child care. I mean, kids are not born at six, and they need to see each other as well as their parents. You know, you need to have a child care system, which everybody else does.
Well, you talked earlier about the number of abortions when Bill Clinton was in office, but we also had that awful welfare-to-work program that was put in place under Bill Clinton that has really, really challenged the things that you're talking about, making women work for certain amounts of salaries while there isn't anything in place for them and for their children for daycare.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we address things like that? Because to me, that shows the absolutely devaluation of women and motherhood.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
get a job. I don't care what happens to your kid. Get a job because you're poor.
Well, and they're not counting the fact that raising children is a job.
It's a job.
Whether it's done by men or women.
And it's the most valuable job that is out here.
Yes, absolutely. No, we were... You know, everybody I know was opposed to the so-called welfare reform, and indeed the National Organization for Women mounted hunger strikes outside the White House about it. But here's a piece of legislation to the point of, you know, what's the future that could be very helpful, I think, and that is to attribute a value to caregiving so that if you pay taxes, then it's deductible. And by caregiving, I mean raising children, taking care of elderly parents, taking care of AIDS patients, you know, whatever it is, whether done by women or men, you attribute an economic value to it at replacement value. That becomes tax deductible if you pay taxes. And if you're too poor to pay taxes, it's tax refundable. And this gives a common cause to a huge constituency. I mean, it brings together the so-called soccer mom and the welfare mom, you know, because both would benefit from this. It brings together all the organizations that care about the elderly or about AIDS or, you know, whatever it is. And it's a perfectly doable way of attributing a value to caregiving and substituting for the disaster of welfare reform.
Do we have any feminists in the United States Senate?
In the Senate, yeah. I mean, there are feminist and women's caucuses, just like there are civil rights caucuses and so on, in the Congress, and both men and women belong on the issues.
Very good. I hear my music coming up. I want to thank you so much, Gloria Steinem, for joining me this morning. And that's Greenstone Media?
Yes, greenstonemedia.net, and you can find it streamed and call in. And I'm so glad to be in the same universe of radio that you are, Liz. You're doing such a wonderful, wonderful service and job, and I, you know, makes me feel better about the Midwest from which I come.
Very, very good. Gloria Steinem, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop being listening.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Alvinger.
Despite the difficult challenges we face, success in Iraq is possible and can be achieved on a realistic timetable.
That's U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad, making that timetable, or rather timeline, of benchmarks official. It will eventually result in the U.S. leaving Iraq. Just when? He's not saying. As for American troops,
the men and women of the armed forces here have never lost a battle in over 3 years of war. That is a fact unprecedented in military history.
That's General George Casey, the top U.S. commander in Iraq. An ABC News Washington Post poll says over half of all voters are opposed to the war in Iraq and that it could affect the way they vote 2 weeks from today. The issue may determine who will be Connecticut's next senator. ABC's Aaron Kutursky has details from New London.
Voters in this city echo the ABC News poll that shows opposition to the war is the primary issue.
Furious that we have wasted this amount of money on a war. And in the meantime, the schools are falling apart and, you know, everything here needs money. We can't have health insurance.
To deliver change on Iraq, the Democratic challenger here, Ned Lamont, is trying to convince voters to choose him for Senate instead of the long-term incumbent Joe Lieberman. Lieberman runs as an independent after he lost the Democratic primary in part because of his vote for the Iraq War. Aaron Kutursky, ABC News, New London, Connecticut.
The House Ethics Committee could hear today from New York Congressman Tom Reynolds, who says he warned House Speaker Dennis Hastert last year about emails former colleague Mark Foley was sending teenage pages. The Education Department says single-sex classes may benefit some students under some circumstances, so it's giving public schools more leeway to teach boys and girls separately for some subjects, for a grade level, or for even an entire school. This is ABC News.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. The Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Right now, buy four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or an iPod Nano. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11:30:06.
Hey, I care about me, myself, and I. So when it comes to my small business, I take everything personally. That's why I partnered with Dell. Dell gave me the technology I need without the middlemen, the hassles, or the hard sell. We not only built the perfect solution for today, but helped map out a plan for succeeding tomorrow. After all, that's why I went into business for myself in the first place.
At Dell, we design small business solutions with one company in mind, yours. Dell, purely you. Learn more at DellRadio.com today.
Sexy? Not exactly, but they are dependable, and soon a popular Ford nameplate will be history. Here's ABC's Deirdre Bryant.
The last Taurus will go to Truett Cathy, founder of the Atlanta-based Chick-fil-A restaurant chain. Ford says it will make it happen because of the 85-year-old Cathy's longtime relationship with the Atlanta-area plant that makes the sedan. Cathy credited the success of his first Chick-fil-A restaurant in 1961 to business from Ford workers across the street. He plans to display the Taurus along with many of his other collectible cars at his headquarters in Atlanta and his restaurants. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
You may be paying closer attention to the stock markets lately. With the Dow record closes and all, here's something to consider. Berkshire Hathaway stocks closed yesterday at a record $100,000. Big deal, you say? Well, consider this. If you bought 1,000 stocks at $8 a share when they first went on sale, you'd be worth $100 million today. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, the St. Louis area will reap the benefits from each of the three World Series games played at Busch Stadium. Brian Bezold, the chief economist for the St. Louis Regional Chamber and Growth Association, says each game will bring in about $4.5 million. He says $2.4 million will be in direct spending in and around Busch Stadium. St. Louis police are looking for suspects in the shooting death of a woman on the city's north side. Authorities say 22-year-old Tahoni Conley drove an SUV to the 6,000 block of Emma early yesterday morning, where she was heard arguing with two men. One of the men then walked up to the SUV and shot Conley. She tried to drive away, but crashed and died at the scene. Finally this hour, students across the St. Louis region are taking part today in a program designed to educate others about the dangers of smoking. Bob Johnson, a prevention specialist for the St. Louis chapter of the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, says students will take a vow of silence as part of Project Silenced Voices.
In terms of just casual conversations or conversations with their friends, they have decided that they are going to be silent for the day, just as a reminder that every day people lose their voices, people lose their lives due to tobacco.
The students will only be allowed to speak as part of in-class work. Westminster Christian Academy, St. Charles West High School, and University City High School are among the local schools taking part in Project Silenced Voices. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Sudafed PE. Sinus misery? Get Sudafed PE. The medicine in Sudafed PE is clinically shown to relieve nasal congestion in minutes. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tahiti Village. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Merrimack River Bridge, look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 is slowing between Clarkson and Mason, then again between Ballas and Lindbergh. Westbound 270 from 367 through 170, look for delays. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road and 79, look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Sappington and Big Bend is slow after an earlier accident. Westbound 40 from Hampton through Lindbergh, slow due to an earlier accident as well. Eastbound 70 from Hanley through Jennings Station, heavy volume going on there. Westbound East Bridge traffic is moving well across the bridge into the landing, as well as westbound King Bridge traffic. You can expect congestion from Gravel Pit through Laclede's Landing, and westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge is backed up all the way through the King Bridge split. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Tahiti Village. Why haven't you called Tahiti Village? You've heard Tanya Roberts on the radio offering couples 3 days, two nights in Las Vegas. So call today, 877-57-VEGAS. That's 877-57-VEGAS. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Mostly sunny, high in the mid-50s today. This evening, partly cloudy, low in the lower 40s. Wednesday, chance of rain in the morning, and rain is likely in the afternoon with a high in the mid-50s. For Thursday, cloudy, 50% chance of showers with a high around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 32 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 31. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
To you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, stop resisting.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. My goodness gracious, we have so much stuff to talk about. Howard, can we do a little quick giveaway here in this first part of the hour here? I think that you all, you need a reward. You need a reward, something fun to do, something. Consider this on me. This is on me. Go on down to the Esquire Theater to see the film Catch a Fire. That's right. I'm giving away 2 free passes to Catch a Fire, starring Derek Luke. You remember him from Antoine Fisher. He was the star. So come on down to the Esquire Theater tomorrow at 7:30. I'm giving away 2 free passes for you to get a sneak preview of the movie Catch a Fire. And this is a gift, too. And this is the phone number. 454-6660, that's 454-6660, to the 8th and 9th caller at 454-6660. You get a free pass. This pass is good for 2 people, so take a friend, take a date, take your mom, take your dad, take somebody to the movies tomorrow for free. Take them out to dinner afterwards. For free. Call on in at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's my other number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-6609. That's 454-6609. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. We have our winners, don't we? I think we do. I think we have our winners already. Just like that. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
This goes to the abortion you were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
Before abortion was legal, my sister-in-law worked for a very prominent West End doctor who had a room set up behind his offices exclusively for abortion. And those rich ladies would bring their daughters out there And my sister-in-law was a nurse, and she would stay with them if they needed to be stayed with. And so the rich people could always get abortion. This only affects the poor people.
And middle-class people, too.
Yeah, and this was before... Yeah, middle-class people mm-hmm. couldn't afford his charges, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before abortion was legal. And he had a parking place for him back there, a real neat room set up with a hospital bed and everything just nice and cozy. And he made a lot of money giving those rich West End girls abortions on the side.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they usually come in after 10 o'clock at night, my mm-hmm. sister-in-law told me.
Mm-hmm. So what does that say to you?
Well, it tells me if you got money, the law doesn't apply to you.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't change the fact that people, if people who have money and have access are still getting pregnant,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, that shows that there's a whole lot of education that needs to be done out there.
Oh, well, it's just not the poor people who are mm-hmm. uneducated.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, that goes across all lines.
Who's serving in the White House?
You've got stupid people in all walks of life.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. Congratulations, Roz and Vanessa. Congratulations for your passes. Enjoy your movie. I'm going to take this quick break. I'll be back at you afterwards. Stay with me.
Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and sickle cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
Hey, caller, away!
Folks, that's the Sloan Ranger. Catch him weekdays at 5 p.m. here on WGNU.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen letting you know my show will be on every Thursday from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Yeah, I'll make you think. You may find yourself saying, oh my God, it burns, it burns. It only hurt for a minute. See you then.
Everything the engineer would move, would the engineer wanted a bite to eat. He let the monkey sit.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, and find out what really happened. How the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get to me. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brown. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Good. I have two quick comments. My first comment is about people who are in the middle class or who consider themselves to be comfortable that have sons that are 15, 16, and 17-year-olds. As you know, every 18-year-old male has to have a draft card, correct?
Yes.
So when people say, well, the draft, they won't bring the draft back, then why do you have to have a draft card in your pocket if you're over the age of 18?
So they know where you are.
Yeah, they want to know where you are at the same time. But these people that are so cautious in putting other people's sons and daughters at risk against, quote, the terror in the Middle East, now how would they feel? Will their mood change when their loved ones get close to that age where if the draft does come back, they'll be shanghaied and snatched up? You see what I'm going with this?
Mm.
You never hear people talk about that one.
Well, I think that there is such such a worldview, such a type of existence of living in the United States that it is, it's not going to happen to me. This
exactly
is not
right.
about me. This is not about my kids. I just want to be able to pay my house note. I just want to be able to fill my tank up. I just want to be able to go to the groceries, enjoy the Cardinals game tonight.
Right.
It
right.
doesn't impact me. It's all about them, somebody else.
And my second quick comment is one about the 9/11 situation where where all the information hasn't been revealed. And I'm an African-American man myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm surprised at sometimes at how the African-American people have really focused on this, what happened in 9/11. And they've totally forgotten the weird circumstances around the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Oh, I don't think I haven't seen any studies that say that at all. I, in fact, just like with the war, there are the community of African descent is not signing up to go fight this war like people would have said that they would have done. That in fact, when they say who has what group of people has the clearest understanding of what this war is about, it's people of African descent. No, I haven't seen any study that supports that. I'm sure you're going to see a handful of folks out there, as you do with every, because there are people there. We're humans. Some of us are going to have opinions that are outside of reality, but not collectively. Who knows more about government bad intentions in the community of African descent?
So if the American military, if this volunteer military fails in Iraq, then this would be the first failure of the volunteer military, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, but then at the same time, they won't tell you that during the Vietnam situation, that over 40% of the people who were decorated for valor were draftees.
Okay.
You have a great day.
All right. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. Sally.
No, Shirley.
Shirley. Good morning.
Yes. I've heard about the middle, white rich people having abortions. I remember when I was in my young early 20s, I lived in Worcester, Massachusetts with my husband. And every year I was pregnant. So it was a doctor up there that opened up a Planned Parenthood clinic. You know, that's a Catholic state. And they arrested that doctor and put him in jail for that.
Mm.
And he told them, it was right up in the paper, I can't think of the paper now, that it only people having babies are poor people.
Mm.
And they arrested him because he wanted to give us some birth control.
Mm.
See, so that's what I don't know what it is. Maybe that's the way to keep the poor down, to keep having babies and babies, because I was having a baby every year.
Mm.
You know, so it is hard. And I know they've been having abortions because I used to work. A lady friend of mine told me years ago they was having abortions in the basement at the Catholic. I don't know if it's true now. At the homes where they was having Catholic children born and stuff, they was having abortions in there.
All right.
So it's always happened.
Thank you, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Car phone, Chad.
How you doing, Larry?
I'm outstanding.
CNN is on this broken government documentary. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Oh, Larry, they are really going after the Republicans. This is they say it's the worst approval rating that any Congress in the history has had. They're down to 16%.
I heard 17. I guess it dropped a point since I've been on the air. It was 17 when I got up this morning.
They're down to 16%.
Mm-hmm.
And this government has outspent any of a Congress in the history of Congress.
They've also, did they mention the fact that they've worked the fewest numbers of days since Congress has worked since 1920-something? They're only going into work for 3 days a week.
I'm making $18,000 a day.
Yep.
And then this is the corrupt Congress. They went all the way back to the contract with America, how if a Republican does anything, gets another fund, they ostracize them. They had a special on this guy from Colorado who is not endorsing. He's retiring halfway.
That's right. And Democrats may take over as well. You know, one of the things that they haven't talked about, Chad, is what's going on in the gubernatorial races.
They tapped on that a little bit.
Okay.
The guy from Ohio is up on misdemeanor charges. He's losing. The Senator DeWine is losing. The congressman is losing. So they hit on all of that, and they're saying that the Republicans have basically everything that they said that they were going to fight against, they've basically become the party that actually condones that's corruption in government.
If the Democrats had been thrown out of office in 1994 for the reasons that the Republicans, that they're saying that the Republicans will be thrown out of office in this November, we wouldn't have Democrats in majority for, we wouldn't have them for the next 50, 60, 70 years.
And this is
so it's up to the Democrats to remind people of that. It's up to the Democrats.
I tell you what, CNN and MSNBC are doing a real good job of keeping this stuff on the forefront. They're doing that. They're doing that all day long. Political news coverage today on the pod. They got Claire McCaskill up, Liz, by 4 points.
Really?
And taking the lead.
It must be my. It must be my show.
Almost definitely it is. I just hope this wave continues and we can take over the House and Senate. And then get these boys back home from this this war that's basically ridiculous, Liz. These
All right.
guys.
Absolutely. Thanks for your call, Chad. 1-877-920-WGNU. Car phone.
Yes. I want to comment about the abortion.
Sure.
I got pregnant with my first daughter at the age of 18, senior year in high school, and I decided to keep her. But I wanted to say that it was just nice to know that I had a I had a choice to make. And I realized that after I had my daughter that didn't stop anything. You know, I'm continuing my education, and I'm striving to make sure that I still, you know, succeed and do what I have to do to be a successful black woman in this society. And I would like to say that I am pro-choice because, you know, I don't want to have 15 kids, and, you know, mistakes do happen. I particularly... probably won't ever get an abortion if I get pregnant again, but it's just nice to know that I do have that option. You know, people get raped. People just have their own personal reasons for having an abortion, and I think that it's good that we have that option. And if that option is taken away from us, the society will be a lot more worse off than it is now.
How old are you?
I am 23.
Good for you.
And also, I'm in the National Guard, and I wanted to comment about the war. I know for a fact that they are making us stay in. Now they're offering us $15,000 sign-on bonuses just to re-enlist. It used to be if you failed like 3 physical training tests, you will automatically be discharged. Now they keep you in, and if you don't pass your PT test, you can't re-enlist. They are offering us money to get soldiers in. They have a GRAP program where if you get one soldier in, you get $2,000, and now it's been doubled to $4,000. So they are definitely trying to find ways to make people stay in.
How do you? Are you scared? Are you scared of being called? I mean, you have a baby, right? You have a 3-year-old now?
She's 4.
4 years old now. Are you afraid of being sent over there to Iraq?
Yes, I'm definitely afraid. Actually, we are due for deployment in 2009, and my ETS date, the day I get out, is December of 2008. So at that time, the military would have options to make me stay in to get deployed or not. So I am definitely scared, you know, but I just have to put it in God's hand and let God's will be done. I signed up for it so they can pay for my school, but I might not ever get to finish school, you know.
Are you in school right now?
Yes, I take online classes at the University of Phoenix online. And I still ended up having to take out loans because when you take online classes, they don't pay for tuition. And it's first come, first served. So I only got about $1,500 from the military.
And that was the reason why you joined?
I joined so they can pay for my college.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. I'm taking a break. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tahiti Village. Eastbound 44 at Mraz Overpass and Merrimack River Bridge. Look for slow traffic this hour. Eastbound 40 between Clarkson and Lindbergh. Look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound 270 at 367 and 170, look for delays possible. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road and 79, look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Lindbergh, look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Eastbound 70 at Hanley and Jennings Station, look for heavy volume going on there as well. Eastbound 44 from Elm through River to Pear, look for slow traffic due to bridge work. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge as well as into downtown, you can expect delays. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Advil, not Tahiti Village, Advil. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains wherever you hurt. Advil works, the every pain reliever, Advil. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Mostly sunny day, high in the mid-50s. This evening, partly cloudy, low in the lower 40s. Wednesday, chance of rain in the morning, then rain likely by the afternoon with a high in the mid-50s. Then on Thursday, cloudy, 50% chance of showers, high around 60. Currently, we have 32 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 32 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. And find out what really happened. How the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
Speaking in support of Amendment 2, the Stem Cell Initiative, the Reverend B.T. Rice, pastor of the New Horizons Seventh-day Christian Church.
When I usually ask in our church how many people are affected or impacted by diabetes, for example, the hands go up all over the congregation. How many know of children that have sickle cell disease, and hands go up all over the congregation? We support the Stem Cell Initiative so that we can eliminate and alleviate suffering from some of these diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer.
Amendment 2 is supported by faith groups like the Kansas City, Missouri Baptist Ministers Coalition, Metropolitan St. Louis Clergy Coalition, and Concerned Clergy Coalition of Kansas City, and by over 100 patient and medical groups. Join them in voting yes on 2 to find cures and save lives.
The Stem Cell Initiative can improve the quality of life for all God's people.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Ost, Treasurer.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and Sickle Cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
This is a message to all those who've been trying to reach the top of the hill.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Yusef.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
And once again, another great, you know, show that you're having. You know, I just want to call and comment on, you know, this dualism that we see in Jim Talent. You know, it's a deadly, you know, thing. I mean, because on one hand, he's for sickle cell, you know, research, or, you know, sickle cell cure, but on the other hand, he's against stem cell research. You know, at the same time, you know, he's talking about, you know, if he had a new deal, if he knew that there wasn't any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and no coalition between, you know, Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein, he still would have voted for the war. This is really critical. You know, this is really critical. And Michael J. Fox, you know, this is a man that holds out hope for, you know, generations to come. I mean, you know, you can tell, you know, in his ad that he did for, you know, Claire McCaskill, that he's really, really, you know, serious about this. You know, he's really, really committed about this. And for Jim Talent to bring along someone in a wheelchair and say that, you know, this person here is saying that they're against stem cell research, This is unbelievable. You know, the level that this man is stooping to.
Well, and he the fact that there are a couple of things. The fact that there is a man in a wheelchair that Jim Talent is bringing out about stem cell shows that he is responding to an ad as opposed to telling us the truth about who he is and what he stands for. That is a clear, calculated response to an advertisement that he believes is having an impact on his ability to continue to be part of the Republican majority. We're not getting clarity in his position on this issue at all.
And you know, I'm in agreement with this. I'm seeing this guy exactly, and I'm hoping the voters in, you know, Missouri are seeing this man for exactly what he is. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, that he would just portray himself or get on, you know, television. And like Michael J. Fox was saying, Missouri is a battleground. I mean, this is really, really a crucial thing.
This is the battleground. And it's a battleground for a lot of reasons that people don't always articulate or don't always factor into this, to the situation. The state of Missouri has a Republican House, Republican Senate, Republican governor, two Republican senators, and the majority of the Congress people are Republican. If there is a Republican, I mean, if there is a Republican crack that there was now a Democrat in the United States Senate seat, that will allow for people to begin to recalculate and to pay attention to the state of Missouri and put efforts into the state of Missouri to take it back from this. What we see what happens when you have Republican dominance.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. I mean, once again, I mean, you know it has to be, you know, a lot of hope, you know, in this stem cell research and various, you know, cures behind it. I mean, what would Christopher Reeve, you know, what position would he be on if he was with us today? You know, and going even further, Liz, you know, the biblical story, you know, concerning, you know, the man that was crippled and Jesus came along, even the man that was blind and Jesus came along. You know those persons had, they held out hope day in and day out for something to happen for them to, you know, regain their mobility and regain their sight. So, you know, it's a no-brainer with me, Liz. You understand
what I'm
saying?
All right, have a good one now. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to us. Myrna?
Yeah, hi, Liz.
Hi,
how are you doing?
Fine.
My friends and I, we were having a little card game yesterday, and we got on the politics subject, which always comes up. And one of the girls, you know, I said, well, it looks like everybody's ready to put the Democrats back in, you know, put us back in, you know. And one of the girls asked, well, what make you think they can't cheat again like they did and steal these elections?
Mm-hmm.
That these are money people.
Mm-hmm.
We know that they're money people, and they done pulled out every trick in the book.
Okay.
And we were all on that subject, and we all kind of agreed. We all asked that question, you know.
Well, and the question is that okay? Or let me make this, say this to you.
Okay.
Do you think that people will ever stop stealing as long as we live?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Does that mean that you don't lock your door?
No,
does
it
that, does that mean that you do not take precautions?
Right.
Even though you know that people are going to continue to steal,
right.
Do you not protect yourself?
Well, you're supposed to.
Well, that's right. So,
right.
Yes, the people, yes, they
well,
will continue.
Well, I hope that they're on their guard and are,
well,
you
I mean,
know,
no,
but
I mean,
I believe it's going to be, I don't know, maybe I'm a pessimist.
No, I don't
but
think
But I believe we're going to have a little trouble on election day,
I know
one
that
way
we
or
are,
other.
And that's why it is so important that everybody goes out and votes. And everybody says that they voted for the Democratic Party, and then the numbers are still that way. We can fight this.
Yeah.
We can fight this. People can't, you know, yes, people will try to steal. People have been stealing since time, since the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that's nothing new. I mean, there are different ways of stealing now.
But I've never heard of a presidential election being this.
Okay, I can't hear you with
you know,
I can't hear you with
mean,
that noise in the background. Well, here's the thing. Richard Nixon said that John Kennedy stole that election.
Uh-huh.
There have been allegations of stealing all the way through the election process.
Right.
Nobody should be discouraged or feel like, well, since I know so much, I know they're going to steal, I'm not going to vote. That's ridiculous.
We're going to vote.
Okay.
We'll be there.
All right. We'll have the discussion. We will
for
have
better
the,
or for worse.
There you go. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, okay.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. For better or for worse. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Natasha.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a complaint. I work for Claire McCaskill,
okay.
South St. Louis.
Okay.
I don't know about any of the other places where we're trying to make sure that get everybody to vote this year.
Okay.
And also, we're going door to door to get people to, you know, to tell them what's going on, to tell them about Claire McCaskill, those who don't know. But anyway, I don't know from day to day if I'm even going to work the next day. If I get to work, say if you get to work a half hour early and say I make it in quarter to the hour, I might get sent home. I mean, I think that's very unprofessional. I think it should be ran better than that. I think that if you work for anybody, you should know from a day-to-day basis what time you ought to start, what time you ought to get off. You might have children or anything that you have to take care of ahead of time.
Have you called?
Who do I call? Who do I speak to?
Okay, well, the person that I don't have a name for me for you to ask for, but the number that I have. Have you tried the 918 vote?
No, I have not.
918 vote.
Have you heard anything else like what I'm speaking on?
No, I haven't
you
heard
have.
That. I have not heard, but I think it's a legitimate complaint. And
yes,
I think, I think
don't
it
know
is something
from
that.
From day to day when I am to work. You should call at 8 o'clock.
Okay, and I absolutely. I think you need to call and then give me a call back.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Juanita.
Hi, Liz. I'm sorry I missed Gloria Steiner.
Yes, I was hoping that you were going to call in.
I called, but it was too late. You had to go.
Yep.
Anyway,
Wait a minute. I'm going to put you on hold because we have to take a break here. I hate for you to miss another.
I know.
Okay, hold on. Listen, folks, I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back after this break. Stay with me.
Excuse me. Remember when fairness and equality and people mattered? When the government was on our side? This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage, working families deserve to have ends meet.
For the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most, children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
Hello, I'm John Womack. I have a new show on WGNU called On the Table. Some of the things we'll talk about will be restaurants, food and wine trends, recipes, but really, we're just trying to help you experience great food and wine, whether you're at home or out on the town. So if you love great food and wine, you'll love On the Table. Be listening every Tuesday at noon here on WGNU.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and Sickle Cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
You messing with? This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Juanita.
Hi, Liz.
Welcome back.
Okay. Well, first, let me put this in there. It's so important. Congressman Clay was on my answer machine, and I'm gonna take my daughter down there. It's free screening Saturday at the Harris Stowe, and it's so important for us to get our health check. you know, and people out there take their husbands, their wives, or your boyfriends or whatever down there and get the free screening if they don't have health insurance. Because I'm going to take my daughter down there because she doesn't have health insurance, even though she's working, you know.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, back to Gloria Steinem and abortion. Okay, two questions I was going to ask her. One was, maybe I can ask you what you think about, because, you know, I'm pro-life. And if the pro-life people encourage the people to counsel the people, encourage them to give their baby up for adoption, would you object to that? And the second question is, what do you think God would say about abortion?
God, what would God say about a whole lot of things?
Really?
I think that's a God would have a long conversation with us about a whole lot of things.
Okay.
Or you know, what were you thinking about? Or I don't know why y'all made such a big deal about this.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I think God would say that about a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
Why did y'all make such a big deal about this?
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't know. And I would never presume to say, you know, what I can only raise the question of, you know, what would God do? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, Juanita. And I also know that because the decision to have an abortion, there's only one person that makes that decision, is the woman.
Right.
And because God knows the heart and the mind and the condition of everything that that individual is going through, like everybody else, God knows the person.
Right.
So,
right,
you know, right. I think it's between that person,
right.
and God.
You had a call, and I want to tell you, I'm so proud of her. She kept her baby. She was in the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm thinking, like the other caller said, too, when she was on Gloria Steinem, most of the abortions are for convenience. They're not because you got raped or incest. They're for convenience. You were in college or you was in high school and you wanted to graduate. Like, that's not going to stop you from graduating.
Well,
you know?
I think that using the word convenience is not – I think it really kind of unfairly characterizes all of the personal and individual reasons that people make that women make to have an abortion. It it also suggests that it is an easy decision.
Oh,
you know, and so
right.
I don't think it's fair.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair for I'm proud of everybody who makes the decision, the best decision that they can for themselves, and I'm proud of a government that allows somebody to make the decision for themselves. I may not agree with that decision, and you may not agree with, and you may not believe that God agrees with that decision. But nevertheless, it is a decision of that it comes down to one person and one person only.
Would you agree for the pro-life groups to counsel the lady and try to give it up for adoption?
My concern is about what does counseling consist of?
Uh-huh.
If you are trying to change the mind of an individual, if you have an agenda to do that, I mean, it's one thing to say, I'm going into a school and I don't care whether you engage in abstinence, I don't care if you use prophylactics, I don't care if you use the pill.
Mm-hmm.
But if my preference is abstinence and I go in and I really am pushing abstinence and I'm not pushing the other ones, then I have an agenda that is not about really giving people the information.
Mm-hmm.
So my concern is that whenever you have someone that is that partisan coming in and saying, I'm giving you an option, no, you're pushing your partisan position.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I believe that there is an opportunity for information to be given to people, to women, for all of the choices. I am concerned that the people that don't want the woman to engage in the abortion would be more interested in pushing that.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you're not really trying to provide an information, you're trying to push your agenda.
Okay.
Do you understand? Do you feel me on that?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so it's not about letting pro-life people in to try to talk people out because they don't believe in abortion. That's not giving anybody an option. That's giving them your agenda and your position and what you want them to do.
Okay.
You, there are pamphlets out there. There are films out there. There are things that are not about inflaming anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Either way,
mm-hmm.
there are ways of giving people choices that truly are giving them choices as opposed to I really want you to believe as I believe and do as I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel me?
Because I'm just saying, you know, like the girl was saying, she wanted to graduate from high school, but she still did graduate or something in college, you know, wanted to go back.
But everybody doesn't. You know, you and I both know that everybody does. It doesn't turn out like that for everybody that has that extra child or that has that child. It so turned out that way for her, but that doesn't mean that it turns out that way for everybody.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, Juanita, you take care of yourself.
You too. All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. Harold.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Excellent.
My comment is, I don't know if anyone had called this morning addressing Rush Limbaugh's statement.
No.
Well, he made a statement regarding Michael Fox, the celebrity who got Parkinson's disease.
What did he say?
He had the audacity.
Wait a minute. The same guy that attacks, that's a racist and attacks black people, who tells people to take a bone out of their nose, the same person that said to Chelsea Clinton, that called her a dog at, when she was 7 or 8 years old, this guy?
No, not
the pervert, but the junkie. And maybe, and in all fairness to Rush, maybe he just didn't take his hit this morning. Maybe he just didn't get to take his pills this morning. Go ahead. Or maybe he did.
Okay, well, the statement was that he believed that Michael Fox was pretending because of the way he was shaking like he was. But anyway, I heard on KMX this morning around about 5.
Okay, you don't need to give any other radio station a free advertisement on my show, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, they really addressed him. They really was pretty upset on his comment, you know. But I was saying to myself, well, what about the other comments that he usually...
Well, y'all carry him, too, so shut up.
Right. So I just want to put that out there, you know, just showing... What type of individual this guy is.
All right, now. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's those are the digits. Those are the numbers. What a monstrous thing to say. But also understand where this monstrous energy, that this isn't new. That this is monstrous energy that has existed. This is what they are about. Rush Limbaugh is given personal invitations to walk into the White House and sit down with George Bush and discuss the strategy of keeping the majority in the House and the Senate. And there is nothing that is off the table. So to say that Rush Limbaugh, and also understand that these people look you in the face and lie to you without an eyebrow flinching, look you dead in the eye and tell you a straight up lie. So in fairness to the super duper cajafragilistic liars that they are, of course they assume that everybody else lie like them. So in all fairness, they think that everybody's playing the same gang that he is. But he is wrong. But he is wrong. Kevin.
Yeah.
Yes.
He not only said that he thought he was making it up, he accused him of not taking his medication.
Oh, Jesus God.
Now, how's that? Go take that pill.
Once again, maybe he just feels that everybody takes as many pills as he does.
Yeah, there you go.
And in all fairness to Rush, he does forget to take his pills. That's why he doubles up on Thursday.
Have a good day.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU, crackhead telling people about how they, whether or not they, ain't that some stuff? With your junkified self, you out here calling other people fakes. When you are an absolute fraud, an absolute junkie, crackhead fraud. 1-877-920-WGNU. Coco.
Liz.
Yes.
I enjoyed the program with Gloria Steinem. You know, the thing that has always troubled me with the Republican Party, because they just basically say that they are pro-life, you see. Now, anybody that has a connection with the living God knows that God does not condone abortion. But we live in a society where people commit sins. They commit adultery, fornication, incest has been committed against women. People are raped. And so human beings have put things in place where they feel that if a person wants to make that choice of not carrying that child full term, that that's there. Now, to speak for the living God, I don't believe that he condones abortion, but I also know that he gives us a choice, Liz. We as individuals have to make choices in our lives, and whether they are for us or against us. I think this political party that is so racist and does so many evil things, to sit around and talk about that they are pro-life and just say that nothing else, that God doesn't give us a choice, I think that's outrageous.
All right. Thanks for your call. Listen, folks, my name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Got another hour coming straight at you. You don't want to miss it. Hang with me.
The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that?
Say that progress is being made. If you pick a knife in my back 9 inches
and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is in the wound that's below
that the low knee. I think I'm hearing revolution through the air, come the brother. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult
struggle. For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. They're not exactly saying when, but U.S. commanders in Iraq have outlined what they're calling a rough timetable to turn control over to Iraqi forces. General George Casey is the top U.S. commander in Iraq.
It's going to take another 12 to 18 months or so until I believe the Iraqi security forces are completely capable of taking over responsibility for their own security.
The U.S. military commenting, meanwhile, on the deadly case of mistaken identity involving American troops. A spokesman says coalition forces killed four Iraqi firefighters whom they thought were armed insurgents. A door-to-door search continues in parts of Baghdad for a missing soldier who's...
The man who is understood to be a translator for U.S. forces left the safety of the Green Zone Monday afternoon to meet his wife, who was apparently visiting relatives in Baghdad. The military received a tip that he'd been abducted shortly before 7:30 p.m. at night.
That's ABC's Terry McCarthy in Baghdad. An ABC News Washington Post poll says the war in Iraq could affect the way over half of all Americans plan to vote in November. The issue is at the heart of the U.S. Senate race in Connecticut. ABC's Aaron Katursky has details in New London.
Voters here decide a Senate race that includes a long-term incumbent and an anti-war novice. This woman articulates the findings of an ABC News poll that shows the Iraq war is the most important issue.
I can get beyond an administration that went to a preemptive war. And I can get beyond an administration that lives in its own reality.
And so in the Senate race, who does this lead you to vote for?
Anyone who's not an incumbent.
Senator Joe Lieberman clings to a narrow lead in the polls. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New London, Connecticut.
A Florida college student who'd arrived at the airport too late says he thought he could make his flight home from California if it was delayed by a bomb threat, so he called one in. The 21-year-old could get up to 5 years in prison. He's pleaded guilty. The Dow is up 6 points, NASDAQ down 2. This is ABC News.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. The Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more.
All right, right now.
right now, buy four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or an iPod Nano. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11:30:06.
Hey, I care about me, myself, and I. So when it comes to my small business, I take everything personally. That's why I partnered with Dell. Dell gave me the technology I need without the middlemen, the hassles, or the hard sell. We not only built the perfect solution for today, but helped map out a plan for succeeding tomorrow. After all, that's why I went into business for myself in the first place.
At Dell, we design small business solutions with one company in mind. Yours. Dell. Purely you. Learn more at DellRadio.com today.
Well, you've probably heard of fantasy football or fantasy baseball, and now political junkies can create the Congress of their dreams. ABC's Stephen Portnoy checked out Fantasy Congress.
The concept is the same.
It's just like fantasy football, but instead of drafting football players, you draft members of Congress.
Andrew Lee, a senior at Claremont McKenna College, devised the game. Your four senators and 12 members of the House earn you points as they successfully pass legislation. But you can't just pick the all-stars.
You're going to have to do some research and try to figure out who are the House rookies, who are the well-performing people in the bottom third of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Lee says he hopes to make money from this, but the game's goal is to teach.
If people cared about Congress as much as they cared about football, we'd have a much better educated populace.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Now, you've probably heard or read those stories about cell phones causing infertility. Well, you may not want to believe them. The ABC News Medical Unit has evaluated the research and has determined that, in fact, it is faulty. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, restaurants in downtown St. Louis are gearing up for the 2006 World Series. The Detroit Tigers and St. Louis Cardinals bring the best of seven series to Busch Stadium for three games, beginning with tonight's Game 3. Dave Cass, a server at Joseph's, says the playoff crowds have been a big help to business.
It's been great. You know, we get a big rush before the games. A lot of people come through. Get a great price on the beers and the drinks, have a little food, you know, save some money. Also during the games we grill outside. We're gearing up big. It's going to be probably the best time of the year for us.
Cardinals ace Chris Carpenter will take on Tigers lefty Nate Robertson in Game 3 at 7 o'clock. A woman will go to prison for stealing more than $170,000 from the Village of Washington Park. Takesha Walker was sentenced yesterday to almost 3 years and must also pay back the money she stole. Walker pleaded guilty in August to mail fraud and wire fraud. Prosecutors say she used the village's money to pay for her own and others' personal expenses. Finally this hour, the Rams are getting healthy after enjoying some much-needed rest during their week off. Cornerback Fakir Brown returned to the practice field yesterday after missing the past two games with an ankle injury, and he should be able to play on Sunday at San Diego. Starting fullback Paul Smith should be available to practice tomorrow after undergoing a CAT scan yesterday on his injured eye. Meanwhile, Smith's backup, Madison Hedgecock, worked out yesterday with his broken thumb and a cast, and he should also be ready for the Chargers. Kickoff is set for 3:05 on Sunday. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by the National Kidney Foundation of Eastern Missouri. Got a used car you want to get rid of? Want to help others? Go to KidneyCars.com to find out how you can donate your old car to help fight kidney disease. That's KidneyCars.com. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tahiti Village. Northbound 270 at Sappington and Gravois, look for an accident reported, so expect some delays if you're coming northbound. Westbound 70 between Lindbergh and St. Charles Rock Road, there's an accident. Right lane is blocked. There's a lot of construction that is going on at this hour. Northbound 270 between Gravois and Marshall, look for slow traffic. And the traffic, the construction areas, I guess I should say, you need to slow down and just use caution through those work zones. The only other delays are coming into downtown at this hour from the Illinois side due to the last morning rush push. Also, northbound 141 from Arnold Church and Astra Way, there's accident investigation work, and the left turn lane is closed at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Tahiti Village. Why haven't you called Tahiti Village yet? You've heard Tanya Roberts on the radio offering couples complimentary three-day, two-night hotel in Las Vegas. So call today, 877-57-VEGAS. That's 877-57-VEGAS. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Mostly sunny today, high in the mid-50s. This evening, partly cloudy, low in the lower 40s for Wednesday. Chance of rain in the morning and rain likely by the afternoon with a high in the mid-50s. And on Thursday, cloudy, a 50% chance of showers with a high around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clear skies. Our current temperature sits at 35 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 33. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz Brown.
Good morning.
Yes, I was listening to your guest this morning. And it's strange how when she got through and she started the conversation out there, she wound up with religion involved into our politics. And, you know, as I said before, you know, most of the time that we black people in our community get to hear our black politician, it's on a church. A church is an emotional place. You know, when you go in, you're looking at people, if they have photos on the wall, if Jesus hanging on the cross, stuff, and it's too emotionally. You understand? It's not a reality. We know what is happening. And this is where the fault coming in about abortion. You know, that is saying that is a woman's choice. That is independence. You see? And we, when we go through this church and when we listen to the Eye on the Prize and things, it's continued to keep in our younger generation mind that you are not independent. Independence means not only in political country being independent, but as individuals, you have a right to think for yourself. You do not have to follow a certain trend, or you don't have to follow a certain group because you are independent. But we get the same thing when you involve religion in it. Oh, just a group of people, you know, you're bigoted. You understand? Whatever the Christian says, that is right. Whatever the Muslims say, that is right. And this is where the voting on my part comes in. I'm a Democrat. I've been a Democrat ever since I was able to vote. And I'm going to vote Democrat. I don't vote no straight ticket. I have certain things that I pick that I think is best that's going to benefit me. But I'm a Democrat, and I think about that all the year. I don't have to wait until the election. I don't have to wait until you spend billions of dollars to tell me about what you're trying to do between the Republicans. It's just that we wind up on that religious
okay, place. And I got you. Thanks for your call.
1-877-920-WGNU.
My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back to get your phone calls, to get your comments, to get your questions, to get your concerns. Stay with me.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare. Still connected to the community.
This is Alan Brainerd. Join me Wednesdays at noon for Design 411 on AM 920 WGNU. Learn how to turn your ordinary home into an extraordinary home. That's Design 411 at noon, Wednesdays on AM 920 WGNU.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk17.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk17.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk17.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at Letstalk17.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to Letstalk17.com. That's Letstalk17.com.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and sickle cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Maurice.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I've listened to your guest that you had on. Is this Ms. Steinem?
Gloria Steinem.
Yes, ma'am. And you were talking about the abortion issue. And just my personal view on it. Personal view, you know what? That's your choice. That's your personal choice. Now, no matter how I feel about it, you know, as far as how it affects me, that's one thing. But as far as pushing that view off on someone else, whether, you know, it should be allowed, that you shouldn't be allowed to do X, Y, Z, in the society that we live in, just making a statement like that, you know, should draw people to, you know, really look at the person making that statement. But, you know, again, like I said, our society, it leaves a lot to be desired at times, you know, with just the way that, you know, people tend to roll up or fall up under certain banners such as morality or what have you, or their idea of morality or their utilization of morality when it tend to fit their needs. I guess that's the best way of putting it. And the second thing, just a curious question. Were you able to watch Lou Dobbs this week?
I was not. The minimum wage piece?
Yeah.
No, I was not. He was in Kansas City. I did not watch him.
Man, that was very interesting. Just some of the comments that some of the people made. But there was one guy in particular that really stuck a chord with me. It was a white gentleman. And the guy said, yeah, you know, I understand how these decisions affect me, you know, affect my pocketbook, affect me at home, with being able to provide for my family. He said, and that's very important to me. But, you know, morally, you know, when someone supports XYZ, you know, I have a problem getting behind it, and that's more important to me. And I sat back, and it really just hit a nerve with me. I'm like, wait a minute. If I can't provide for my family, the rest of that is a mute point.
Well, one would think so.
Yeah.
One would think that it would not be an issue, that providing for your family is the number one. One would think that providing for your family would be the number one issue.
Yes, ma'am. And just another quick point. There was a news article about a 62-year-old man, and this is just to tell you where our country's at, and maybe it shocked a few people. 62-year-old man lost his job because his company was sold. He ended up losing his job. Couldn't find employment enough to support himself until he reached 65, which is, I guess, the retirement age.
And you're going to say, I know the story. Go ahead. I know the story.
I don't know if it's true or not.
It is true. Go ahead.
The guy robbed a bank.
That is correct.
And handed the money to the guard and said, hey, I'm going to make you a hero. And when they went to court, the prosecutor said that he really didn't want to, you know, prosecute the guy because of his rationale that, you know what, I got 3 years until retirement, and there is no way for me to fend for myself for these next 3 years. There's no economically feasible way for me to do it other than, you know what, I can go to jail for 3 years, and, you know, that'll be my stopgap until I hit Social Security age. You know, it's like, whoa. You know, that really took me back, and like, you know what, people really need to hear this man's story. People need to see that and understand, like, this is reality.
This is the prosecutor said, I don't like doing this because I don't think that people should be able to use jail like this, but he committed the crime. He stood there and waited until the police came and said, I'm going to make you a hero. And I'm going to go to jail because I cannot afford, because he couldn't find a job. He says, nobody's hiring a 65-year-old man. I cannot work. I need to wait until Social Security kicks in. And then when I get out of prison, I'll be cool. I'll be able to live off my Social Security.
Yeah, Ms. Brown, this is, that's a damning statement on this nation.
Yes, it is. Thanks for your call.
Even more damning statement will be, when we have, especially during this time of year, I guess the giving season, where you have people, on TV and, doing, their giving or their, the right thing by people, helping the poor or whatever. And I'm like, why isn't that the norm?
All right.
But have a good day, man.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Carfo.
Liz, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
This is TA, by the way. One of the biggest things that I've been seeing a lot, they were talking about these broken borders and how the Mexicans are pouring across into the United States. And I really think the Republican government, Congress, and the president talking about putting a fence up, they know that measure is not going to work. Why don't they engage Vicente Fox and ask him to start paying his people a living wage? That's why they come over for jobs.
Well, what jobs are here?
I mean, everybody that I've seen on the news programs and everything else, they've shown pictures of how the Mexicans are living over there.
Would there be jobs here if people? I mean, why are there jobs here? If it is illegal to do this, then the problem is over here, isn't it?
Problem over here?
Well, if it is illegal to hire people that are not citizens or not in the process of becoming undocumented, then the problem is here in America, right?
I think it's twofold. I think one is illegal to do it, but also, why are these people coming over in such big numbers?
Well, one of the reasons that they're coming over in such big numbers is not just Mexicans, it's Guatemalans, it's all along it's all of the places where we went in as a government and destabilized those countries.
And that's my point.
But that's our fault.
Engage these other governments. Why aren't we engaging these other governments and trying to get them to appreciate their people? So maybe they'll stop the flow.
Well, we didn't appreciate their people. I would take exception to the term of appreciating their own people. If the United States is going in and destabilizing countries, then the conversation shouldn't be from the United States perspective, y'all need to appreciate your people. The conversation needs to be, what can we do to restore what we did?
Exactly. I mean, it may have been the wrong terminology,
okay.
But the end result is stabilizing those countries so these people won't necessarily have to pour across into the United States. It's got to be something that's going on with the government, the way that the people are being treated. And I'm not saying that we're getting treated like kings and queens over here.
All right. Thanks for your call, Tim.
All right, thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. Shirley, good morning.
Oh, this is Lois.
Okay, Lois.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm sorry, Lois. My fault.
I just had to call in and share with you with the caller before the last caller about this man who committed
armed robbery. Armed robbery.
That happened to me. I lost my job a year before I was able to draw early Social Security. I was 61. And believe me, folks, it's a nightmare. I couldn't find a job, and I didn't have I wasn't qualified for Social Security yet. My unemployment ran out, and it was a living hell. It is. I would not wish that kind of circumstances on my worst enemy. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
But my prayer got me through it, and a couple of friends and a few dollars here and a few dollars there until I was able to start drawing my Social Security. But
wow.
It almost drove me crazy.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. Wow.
But I just want to say goodbye to you. I'm leaving St. Louis Friday. I'm going back home to Seattle.
You're going back to Seattle?
You want to come with me? Come on, Brent. Get that brilliant brain of yours out of here. It's being wasted.
Well, keep listening on the internet, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Good luck to
you. All right. Good luck to you. Be safe.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you. Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Please don't forget a couple of things. I am so excited for the show on Friday. We're going to take Jim Talent to task. I'm going to take Jim Talent to task on Friday. I am so tired of these commercials out here pushing the idea of Jim Talent and sickle cell. Well, huh. We're going to talk about that. We're going to have somebody in the studio to talk about their own personal relationship with Jim Talent and the issue of sickle cell, the lies that have been told, the misrepresentations that continue to be engaged in by Jim Talent and his campaign. And there are some really, really some issues that I want to reveal on the show on Friday at 7 a.m. that should give you pause to be very, very upset and angry at the lengths and the depth that this campaign will go to, that Jim Talent's campaign will go to lie to you. You don't want to miss that show on Friday at 7 o'clock. And then Saturday, we have a wonderful film that we're showing at the International Urban Institute. It's free. Come on down to the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's the building. The address is 1020 North Taylor. We're showing this wonderful film, Blackout. You think that you know about all the things that happened in the 2000 election and the 2004 election? We're talking Florida and Ohio. No, you don't. You need to come out to the Institute on Saturday. The address is 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. Be there on Saturday at 9 a.m. We're showing the film Blackout, and I'm very excited about it. Be there. We're going to take a break. Stay with me.
Step out. Are you ready to put those dancing shoes on? Are you ready to listen to the music that made America swing? Then you're ready for Swing Time. Goldie's Music has compiled over 40 of the best of the big band era dance songs in a 3-CD set called Swing Time. Enjoy Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Duke Ellington, Woody Herman, Benny Goodman, Count Basie, Artie Shaw, Les Brown, Sammy Kaye, Stan Kenton, and many, many more. All songs have been digitally remastered for the highest quality and sound. Keep the party swinging with Swing Time. This collection of masterpieces is not available in any store. Here's how to order.
Call 1-800-577-3995. That's 1-800-577-3995. 1-800-577-3995.
Swing Time makes a great gift.
You in need of financial information that can change your life? Then you need to listen to the Pastor's Hour to Empower each and every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock here on WGNU. Hosted by Minister Ernest Greenlee, Reverend James Willoughby, Mr. Robani, Miss Daisy, and Doc Brown. It's designed to provide solutions to the needs of the people, the church, pastors, seniors, youth, and the community at large. Remember, your life does have value. All you need to do is unlock the potential. Find out how on the Pastor's Hour to Empower every Tuesday night at 8 here on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and sickle cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
I put my fist in them, Eurocentric, every last one of them.
Welcome back. Ooh, I'm dizzy from headbanging. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get to me at 454-0400. I'm feeling a little generous, Howard. I'm feeling a little generous. Can we do this? Can we do this? Looking for something to do tomorrow night? Because my job is to plan what you do. So how about this? You go to the Esquire Theater. Take one of these passes for Catch a Fire because you will get a sneak preview of Catch a Fire starring Derek Luke and Tim Roberts. It's about apartheid at the Esquire tomorrow at 7:30. Be the 9th and 10th caller at 454-6660. That's 454-6660. Pick up one of these passes. Get one of these passes, and the pass is good for two people tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Esquire Theater. Take one of these passes and get there early if you win. Get there early. Get there early. Get there early. Free passes. 454-6660. 9th and 10th caller. Good luck. Good luck. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much business to tend to. I don't know. I'm looking at this. I think that it is important to understand, to take a clear-eyed look, of where we are right now. And one of the ways that we can do the have a clear-eyed look, is what if we do this? When we evaluate Jim Talent, we evaluate, okay, oops, before we get to that, we have a winner. Get off the phones. We have a winner for the passes. I have about six more passes to give away. We're going to do that, a couple of them tomorrow morning. I may do one more before I get off the air today, but we have about six more passes to give away. You want to see this? You want to take advantage of this? 1-877-920-WGNU. When we are trying to evaluate a candidate, let's look at Jim Talent. He votes with George Bush 94% of the time. And you're judged by the company that you keep. You are evaluated by the company that you keep. And I want to go through who this man is that George Bush is standing next to. Congratulations to Floyd and congratulations to Arthur. Congratulations for the movie. You got your passes. Be there early. I'm telling you, be there early. When we evaluate this man, when we evaluate this person, Jim Talent, and who it is that he is supporting and why he, I mean, who he is in terms of his vote. Jim Talent votes 94% of the time with George Bush. Who is George Bush? Let me run through the resume so that you can understand Jim Talent better, that this is good enough for Jim Talent. He votes 94% of the time with this guy. Who is George Bush? Education and experience. Okay. To hold my hand as we walk down memory lane here. George W. Bush, I was arrested in Kennebunkport, Maine in 1976 for driving under the influence of alcohol. I pled guilty. I paid a fine. I had my driver's license suspended for 30 days. My Texas driving record has been lost and is not available. Let's continue on with the resume of the man that Jim Talent votes 94% of the time with. George Bush, military experience. I joined the Texas Air National Guard and went AWOL. I refused to take a drug test or to answer any questions about my drug use. By joining the Texas Air National Guard, I was able to avoid combat duty in Vietnam. Jim Talent votes 94% of the time with this dude. College. I graduated from Yale with a low C average. I was involved in a scandal of using a red-hot poker to burn the buttocks of my fellow plebes. Oh, and I was a cheerleader. Okay, that doesn't matter to you. Let's continue down the resume of the man that Jim Talent votes with 94% of the time. Past work experience. I ran for Congress and lost. I began my career in the oil business in Midland, Texas in 1975. I bought an oil company, but I couldn't find any oil in Texas. The company went bankrupt shortly after I sold all my stock. I bought the Texas Rangers baseball team in a sweetheart deal that took land using taxpayers' money. With the help of my father and our friends in the oil industry, including Kenny Boy Lay, I was elected governor of Texas. Huh. Let's continue to look at the resume of the man that Jim Talent votes with 94% of the time. George W. Bush. Accomplishments as the governor of Texas. I changed Texas pollution laws to favor power and oil companies, making Texas the most polluted state in the Union. During my tenure, Houston replaced Los Angeles as the most smog-ridden city in America. I cut taxes, bankrolled the Texas Treasury to the tune of billions in borrowed money. I set the record for the most executions by any governor in American history. And with the help of my brother, the governor of Florida, and my father's appointments to the Supreme Court, I became president after losing by over 500,000 votes. That is who Jim Talent votes with 94% of the time. That's not enough for you. Okay, let's. If that's too far in the past, we don't want to go back to when he was arrested for drunk driving. We don't want to go back to his alcohol addiction. We don't want to go back to his military AWOL and failure to take drug tests. We don't want to go back to college where he was a low C, that means a DF student, where he was a cheerleader. We don't want to go back to when he ran for Congress and lost. We don't want to go back to the governor of Texas. Let's come on home. Let's talk about the presidency of the United States. This is the man who Jim Talent votes with 94% of the time. As president, I became the first president in U.S. history to enter office with a criminal record. I invaded and occupied two countries at a continuing cost of over $1 billion per week. I spent the U.S. surplus and effectively bankrolled the U.S. Treasury. I shattered the record for the largest annual deficit in U.S. history. I set an economic record for the most private bankruptcy filed in any 12-month period. I set the all-time record for most foreclosures in a 12-month period. Whoo, we're number one. We're number one. I set the record for the biggest drop in history of the United States stock market. In my first year in office, over 2 million Americans lost their jobs, and they continue to do so. Woo-hoo, we rock. We rock. George W. Bush. I am proud that the members of my cabinet are the richest of any administration in U.S. history. My poorest millionaire, Condoleezza Rice, had a Chevron oil tanker named after her. That's my baby. That's my boo. That's my boo. This is the man that Jim Talent votes with 94% of the time. I set the record for the most campaign fundraising trips by any U.S. president. I am the all-time U.S. and world record holder for receiving the most corporate campaign donations. My largest lifetime campaign contributor and one of my best friends, Kenny Boy Lay, presided over the largest corporate bankruptcy fraud in U.S. history, Enron. And he died and took it with him. My political party used Enron private jets and corporate attorneys to assure my success. Woo-hoo! We're number one. Are you feeling me? Are you feeling me? This is the man that Jim Talent votes with 94% of the time. more time and money was spent investigating Monica Lewinsky that has been then has been spent on investigating one of the biggest corporate ripoffs in history, Enron Halliburton. I presided over the highest gasoline prices in U.S. history. I changed the U.S. policy to allow convicted criminals to be awarded governmental contracts. I appointed more convicted criminals to the administration than any president in the United States history. I created the Ministry of Homeland Security, the biggest, the largest bureaucracy in the history of the United States government. I have broken more international treaties than any president in the United States. I am the first president in the United States history to have the United Nations remove the U.S. from the Human Rights Commission. I withdrew the United States from the World Court of Law. I refused to allow inspectors to access to U.S. prisoners of war's detainees and thereby refused to abide by the Geneva Convention. I am the first president in the history to refuse the United Nations election inspectors. That was during the 2002 election. I set the record for the fewest number of press conferences of any president since the advent of television. I set the record for the most days on vacation in any one-year period. After taking off the entire month of August, I presided over the worst security failure in United States history. I have set the all-time record for most people worldwide simultaneously to protest me in public venues. 15 million people, shattering the record for the most protests against any person in the history of mankind. Oh, the resume of George W. Bush. I have set the record, the all-time record, for the most people worldwide to simultaneously protest a person in a public venue. 15 million people protesting against George W. Bush. Whoo! I am the first president in United States history to order an unprovoked preemptive strike and the military occupation of a sovereign nation. I did so against the will of the United Nations, the majority of U.S. citizens, and the world community. I have cut health care benefits for war veterans and support a cut for duty benefits for active duty troops and their families during a war. In my State of the Union address, I lied about our reasons for attacking Iraq and then blamed the lies on our British friends. I am the first president in the history of the United States, the history of the world, to have a majority of Europeans, 71%, view my presidency as the biggest threat to world peace and security. That's the dude that Jim Talent votes with 94% of the time. What kind of person do you have to be to get 15 million people to simultaneously do anything? What kind of person do you have to be for 15 million people to gather together to say something negative about you? Oh, that's right. Bill Clinton did that. And Bill Clinton made 15 million phone calls and made that happen. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen, letting you know my show will be on every Thursday from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Yeah, I'll make you think. You may find yourself saying, oh my God, it burns, it burns. It only hurt for a minute. See you then. Everything the engineer would move. When the engineer wanted a bite to eat, we let the monkey sitting on the...
You'll be swell. You'll be great. God.
Hey, everybody. This is Scott Cooper. Stay tuned for my show, Floral Design Inside and Out, coming up next on WGNU.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and Sickle Cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Are free if one of us is chained. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Get to me. We have so much, so much to talk about. I need to finish this so that you understand. Once you understand the nature of a thing, then you understand what it is capable of. I want you to understand the nature of a Jim Talent. His nature is to support a George Bush. So now that you know that, you understand what he is capable of. He is capable of cutting food stamps, eliminating food stamps. He is capable of saying out his mouth, well, you know, if you have a baby and you're not married and you don't, if you're poor, you shouldn't be able to get food stamps or anything, any kind of help. Bump you. I got to finish the record so that you understand the nature of a thing. George W. Bush. All records of my tenure as the governor of Texas are now in my father's library, sealed and unavailable for public view. All records of SEC investigations into my insider trading and my bankrupt companies are sealed in secrecy and unavailable for public view. All records or minutes from a meeting that I attended regarding public energy policy are sealed in secrecy and unavailable for public review. He is a member of the Republican Party. Ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. That is George W. Bush. That is George W. Bush, the man that Jim Talent votes with 94% of the time. It don't bother him. It don't. No, no, no. It's well beyond it doesn't bother him. He's down with it. Down with it. Otis.
Yes, indeed. You know, I was, as I listened at that, I wanted to cry. I wanted to laugh. I wanted to throw up. I would like to have that list hanging in my living room right now, because it's going to be a classic for time to come, and my radio with the smelling like sulfur.
Mm.
That was the you know, to get it all together at once.
And
it's
that's
the scariest thing I have ever heard.
Well, in all
my life.
In all fairness, Otis, it was the short list. It was the short list. The short list.
I'm gonna tell you, if anybody's standing on the edge of a fence trying to decide where to go on this vote between Talon and McCaskill, they should be laying flat on the ground right now on the right side.
Mm.
Thank you very much for that list.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget, this show is archived at whiterosesociety.org. That's whiterosesociety.org. You need to know that. And also know that we also are broadcast live over the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. You need to get up. Yes, indeed, you need to get to me. I mean, it's just amazing. 15 million people simultaneously came together to protest against George W. Bush. Americans, did you know that? And Americans, my fellow Americans out there, now that you know that, what you think about your boy? What you think about your boy? Linda.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm just fantastic. I just want to call and say thank you again for enlightening us. I had my 16-year-old son in the car, and this is the first time he heard your program. He said, is this true? I said, absolutely. When you get in your car, make sure you put it on 920. And tell your friends, because it's an education for our children to grow up and learn what we are facing in this society.
What did he say when he was listening to the list?
He said, how could he be president if he was a drunk?
There you go.
I said, not only that, but he was a druggie. He didn't do well in school. He had D's and F's, but he had money.
Money, money, money.
Money talks and the other stuff walks.
All right now.
You have a great day.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. Neil. This is not Neil Bush, is this?
Where in the world did you get George Bush's resume?
I only have part of it, Neil. I only have part of it. I only have a 4-hour show. I can't tell all of it. I only have 4 hours.
Girl, I ain't heard, sir, and the bad part about it, the sad part about it, every word of it was true.
Every word.
You know, that's
every
that,
word.
I don't know why people don't get it. I mean, every word of what you read off of this man was true, and how in the world...
Can I just share one with you?
Sure.
I want to repeat one with you, because it's chilling. It is chilling in its hugeness. I set the all-time record for the most days on vacation in any one-year period
hello.
As president.
Hello.
And, hello, and after taking off, check this out, after taking off the entire month of August, 9/11 happened. I presided over the worst security failure in the United States history. Come on now.
It irks me to think that we are, as our American people, that this man, this president, is going to be able to serve two terms. I don't know how. I don't know how he got there in the first place. So
yeah, you do.
Really,
he cheated.
I am just pitch. But when getting back to what I call you for, I live out here in Pine Lawn, and with me and maybe 5 more people, are the only people that have Clara's signs in the yard. So I think she needs to get busy. I tried to call in when you had on the air yesterday.
Okay.
That she need to get busy. That we don't want to wait until the day before.
Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to call 918 vote.
918 vote. Okay.
V as in Victor, OTE. Call that number and say you want to talk to somebody. You live in Pine Lawn and
right.
you want more signs out here.
One that I can look at that have a sign. And this is a very important vote. We need to get Talon out of there.
Okay, call them and get on them about putting more signs out there in Pine Lawn.
Thank you very much.
All right. Yes.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 1-877-920-WGNU. Marty.
You know what, Liz? Good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? After hearing all that stuff, you know, people always trying to find something to be scared of on Halloween. You ought to play that. Now, if that doesn't scare the hell out of you, what's been going on, I don't know what will.
Play that. Okay, I don't have a costume. I'm just going to play a tape for you. Are you scared yet?
Oh, yeah. That's
Are you scared yet?
You don't need a costume.
Don't need one.
The face of George Bush up there and then, or any picture, and then concentrate looking at that picture and playing what you just played. Or what you just read, and then listen to all of that. And like I said, if that doesn't scare the hell out of you, I don't know what will.
I don't know. Are you scared yet? Are you scared yet?
If that doesn't do it.
You know what? Oh, you know, here's the costume. You just wear a placard saying, "Are you scared yet?" And play the tape.
I think I'll get that on a T-shirt.
Thanks for your call, Marty.
You're welcome, Bill.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. We will be back same time, same place. I will be back same time, same place. Howard will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, stay strong.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this end?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many